We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The assault on the very biological operations of the human species is going into turbo gear. The social engineering is now completely naked. Mainstream corporate media admits the plan is to destroy the family and to destroy any semblance of Christian civilization because it stands in the way of total, absolute, technotronic technocracy in the globalist own words. The fabulously destructive, over-the-top nature of this is unfathomable. The admissions now that, oh, you can't have a family, oh, you can't have a church. The true naked authoritarianism of it is just complete. I have stacks of news here in front of me, like this one. Should the next emoji rollout include a pregnant man? Leftists think so. You think of that as a joke, it's a total assault on humanity. Here's another one. Purdue writing guide, words with man should be avoided. And then, of course, many areas are moving to say don't use it. Or if you use the wrong weird pronoun, you will be arrested in California. This is authoritarianism. Meanwhile, mass protests against Merkel and immigration are spreading through Germany. But don't worry, British horse racing is too white, industry told. Now, I've got a lot of big stories. Those aren't my top stories. It's just when you sit back and you look at that, and that's just stuff in the stack without even looking today, and I have a whole stack I want to get into of George Soros announcing that he's basically the emperor of the EU and bragging he's overthrowing countries and bragging he'll overthrow other countries that just want to be sovereign. And as the people recognize the EU as the new Soviet Union, many of the EU posts manned by former Soviet controllers that were over Eastern Europe. I mean, most of them were. They'd bring them into Germany, France, you name it, to actually run things because they know how to autocratically do that. And then Soros is in the news saying, shut down all nationalist speech, period. It's not just ban somebody pointing out that a Muslim runs over people or pointing this or that out with mass Stockholm syndrome. You're not supposed to talk about it. He just says, ban it all. See, once they ban the KKK or the Nazis, then they ban being nationalist. Then they ban saying mother or father. This is beyond authoritarian. It is a total cult run by a bizarre Nazi war criminal being worshipped by the left in fake news wars where the media just spews endless lies, false allegations, and disinformation. It's incredible. Remember all the fake women that weren't even real that said Trump raped them? It was just all made up. I got called by an international newspaper yesterday saying, oh, we're going to publish this story. And I just said, you're in London. I definitely win a lawsuit against you. So I said, that's a total lie. I mean, the stuff they were telling me was total fiction, not even a grain of truth. It was just completely, completely made up. But that's the climate we're in. It's just incredible. And these people will laugh at you when you're talking to them. Going, it's okay, it's okay. You're famous, that's all that matters. That's how it is when you're famous. It's all just a sick joke. Where is the bottom to this? The bottom is the collapse of civilization by design, but the breakaway civilization will be completely separate. See, we're being collapsed, being sucked dry while it's being built. And it's already being AI controlled. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
ladies and gentlemen, just look at this headline I've got in front of me. It says it all. Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit in 2016. And then I remember Dr. Corsi, who we've got coming on the show today, when we'd first hired him, and he was writing articles every day last year. Will you guys pull some of those up? I meant to tell you, I forgot. It had headlines like Russians behind anti-Trump campaign, Russians behind Russian dossier, Soros-funded Russians, on and on and on. He probably wrote 20 articles, and I said, listen, I know you're trying to defend the president, but I said, this is crazy. He said, no, they're all Soros-funded, and I have the documents. He started publishing them. And I still, even though it was true, I couldn't believe it. And then now it all comes out. Because it's not Russian government. It's troll farms that anybody can pay. And so, of course, it turns out 80-plus percent was anti-Trump during the campaign, when he was president-elect, and then when he was president. And they were funding the main anti-Trump demonstrations because it's a big troll farm that you can pay them to do stuff. Just type in Infowars.com on the end of it and just type in, there's probably 50 of them actually. Yeah, there it is. Deep State and DOJ plot to sell CNN to George Soros in AT&T acquisition. No, that's not it. It's 2017. It's right when Corsi came to work here. And he wrote probably 20, 30, 40, 50 articles on it until I was like, stop, this is ridiculous. George Soros to EU, fight populism, regulate social media. Now, that's the new announcements that I want to get to later on censorship. That's a whole other topic. The Corsi articles last year were specifically on how Russian groups funded the anti-Trump operations, and it turns out it's true. So when he comes on, just call Corsi. He'll give you 10 of the articles or so. We'll do fine. We'll just get 10 of them. I just want 10. Right here, I can just read 10 of them on air. I want to read 10 headlines to people just as a neurotic thing I need to do, even though everybody knows he said it. And it turns out that it's all completely true. Russian expert paid by Soros penetrates Trump White House. Yeah, that's an article from June of last year. It just goes on and on. But you know, these are just no more. I'm reading these headlines and it's fine. I just want the specific ones. You can call him. He'll know. He's written probably 800 articles, so it's going to be hard for InfoWars just to get it out of the haystack. Just call him and say you published articles with the documents in maybe March of last year, February, March, April, and tell him until Alex said, please stop. And I don't normally do that, but I was like, even though it was true, I didn't believe it. I just could not believe it. I'm like, that is just crazy. And then it turns out, I guess they did that so that they can, then when they got caught attacking Trump and the nationalists through it, they would double back and say it was Russians. And see, now I can't even think like these people do. So it just gives me a headache. So that's all going to be coming up. That's just one article I was going to mention. Here it is. This is out of MRC TV. Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit and MSNBC more than any other station when you break it down. If CNN's looking to harass people who might be complicit, however unwittingly, the Russian election meddling, maybe they should send Drew Griffin over to Joy Ann Reid's house with a camera crew. Well, that would be called harassment. They go to this poor lady and they said, you know, you're a Russian bot. And she goes, no, those are real people on my Facebook. Well, I mean, most of the stuff on Facebook's a bot from some company. So again, they're trying to introduce bots to the public now that have been around for over a decade. Sock puppets, megaphones, or other names for them, where a person programs, but then a bunch of avatars go out, like an army of little robots go out, and they're trying to brand it like the Russians have it, and the Russians, it's like, and they've got a thing called running water, too, and so when there's running water in your house, it's the Russians, or if you've got cockroaches, it's the Russians. Everybody's got them, and the Russians invented cockroaches, and if you see blue sky, it's the Russians. It's any form of bots, any form of fake news, it's just Russia. Just more branding to the public. Because they know the public's in the dark. So they go, let us introduce you to something called bots. And we've got everybody running around over and over and over again telling us that we're all Russian agents and we want nationalism or the Second Amendment. They say that's a Russian conspiracy now. On and on and on. And it turns out, of course, they were really out there being funded by leftist groups and by Soros-affiliated organizations, just like all these AstroTurf groups, he is at the center of the whole consortium. And so that's what they're doing. They go, they pick an old lady because they feel like they can bully somebody. And, you know, this is how powerful and how great they are. So you've got her and her husband, and guess you've got, you know, the old you know, car there in the garage. And this is CNN harassing people. If you're a TV viewer, you can obviously see that. We've got that on screen. But Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit in 2016. If CNN's looking to harass people who might have been complicit, however unwittingly, in the Russian election meddling, maybe they should send Drew Griffin over to Joy Reid's house with a camera crew. NBC published a database last week of some 200,000 tweets that Twitter had linked to malicious activity from Russian-linked accounts during the 2016 presidential campaign. And it turns out that MSNBC host was the single news personality most often retweeted by Russian internet trolls during the campaign. Attorney Dan Abrams of Law and Crime crunched the numbers and found Reid had been retweeted a whopping 267 times by Russian trolls, far more than Russians' second favorite pundit, Sean Hannity. Isn't that interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that 200 and something times, that's nothing. They've got bot campaigns pushing Amazon for advertising that are on basically every platform you go to. They've got anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-gun, anti-veteran, anti-American bots. They admit the former head of Facebook, a bunch of their executives, vice presidents have all gone public, Sean Parker, you name it, saying, we designed it to have bots that you think are your friends and that come in and oppress you and make you feel like you're desperate and alone, and then you're only reinforced by the bots when you go along with their political and corporate and advertising means. And then by progression, we radicalize you and make you more and more depressed. And the person we target is a young millennial who never developed friends because they had smartphones and computers their whole lives. That's why Steve Jobs, that's why Bill Gates will not give their children smartphones or iPads on record. And this is Sean Parker and many others up there on television saying we did this to manipulate your dopamine levels with Pavlovian conditioning to program you and put you into a near sleep state in everyone's face. And they've done it, and then they go, oh my gosh, a troll farm retweeted people thousands of times, 200 and something individually. Whoop-de-doo. Wow. And they look at it, and they go, oh, 600,000+ accounts might have touched these accounts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to our Facebook alone, I've got like 12 of them or something, about 5 million likes altogether, but one of them's got close to 2 million. It says our global reach monthly is in the billions. Reach just means our stuff is seen on pages. Doesn't mean it gets read. Doesn't mean all gets watched. It means people have it on their screen. Billions, over a billion a month. InfoWars. The Russians, 600,000 at their little troll farm? Whipty, whoopty, duply do. I mean, when you know how the internet really works, this is redonkulous. This is so stupid. I am sick of hearing about Russians all day. It's total crap. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drew.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. This whole bot thing really makes me angry. And to see CNN going to old ladies' houses and harassing them because they didn't know that there were some bots from some Russia company, most of which were bought by leftist groups to be anti-Trump. It's all come out that it mainly retweeted Democrats on MSNBC. It makes me really mad because they know at CNN how bots work. They know that all these big companies employ Chinese bots, Indian bots, American bots, and by that, companies that have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of fake bots per customer. I mean, it's come out about Michael Dell buying hundreds of thousands of fake identities from China to then engage in political operations. We're putting some of the articles up on screen. In fact, if you'll pull that up, I'll give people the headline so people can read it for themselves. But this is what goes on. Hillary Clinton camp now paying online trolls to attack anyone who disparages her online. That's the Daily News. There it is, the follower factory, the New York Times. Everyone wants to be popular online. Some even pay for it inside social media. Black market. Yeah. Matt Drudge has all real accounts because there's sites that look at it and scan it. We have real accounts, except for sometimes we basically approve everybody. They put people that don't like us in there as bots. And again, a person is programming the bot. So I will call a bot a person, but what it is it's an avatar. You program the bots. They're little robots in your house, but they're robots online, and you can go. And depending on the quality of the bots, you can go buy millions of bots, millions of fake identities for almost nothing. It's incredible. What's expensive is having the bots manned with a campaign. The bots basically come for free. And almost everybody I know in the media, you know, you'll see them with 100,000 Twitter followers and then they got 2 million the next week. But you go to the rating sites and they'll tell you, 97% of these are fake accounts. Remember when it came out, Michelle Obama, that more than two-thirds of her accounts were fake? So were Hillary's. It's fake. It's fake. And then you've got an old lady on her Facebook and Twitter. Let's play a clip of the CNN that had a couple bots from Russia that had political names, were posing as Americans, and she thought they were her friends. And they were saying pro-Trump stuff, so you go bully her like she's a Russian, thinking people at home are going to watch this and think, my God, they've even got old women that are Ruski agents now. You think about the lowness of CNN. There is no bottom. By the way, it's come out just like we knew. They scripted the town hall, only let anti-gun people in, they thought, or gave them questions they were supposed to ask. They would pre-screen you and say, what question do you want to ask? They'd say, oh, that's actually, go stand over here. And then, oh, you're not going to be part of this now. Sorry, we're too full. Or they'll give you the scripted question. And we have eyewitness clips we're going to play coming up the next segment. But it's all scripted. It's totally scripted. InfoWars does not pay for one bot, ladies and gentlemen. We don't pay for any fake people. If you follow us at Real Alex Jones or Prison Planet on Twitter with Paul, those are real people. That's why they grow organically over the years. It's real. But so many people fake it till you make it. And so, again, I'm going to explain this. I'm not the tech expert. I read all the tech expert articles. I've got tech people. You can go to major sites that review it. The Russian fingerprints on the election are some of the smallest fingerprints of any government. And they're all big governments try to get involved in elections. The U.S. gets involved in everybody else's elections. The Russian fingerprints are very small because Russia has been in economic crisis for decades. And most of your Russian entrepreneurs online are involved in entrepreneurial activities or scams. Russia has a lot of scams, just like Nigeria coming out of it, because it's third world in some respects after the Soviet Union's collapse. It's been rebuilding. Does that mean Russians are criminals? No, it means that's what's going on. So that's why you've got Russian bots back into the United States that were mainly for Hillary and mainly for Democrats, because that's who was paying them. You've got Michael Moore at an anti-Trump event in New York paid for through the Russian company that was again paid by a subsidiary of the Open Society Foundation, the George Soros. You know, Sheriff Clark's come out and said, we've got the fingerprints of George Soros all over this youth movement, these kids walking out. And the media goes, oh, conspiracy theory. It's the Women's March funding it that's totally funded by him. He gave $287 million to start the movement for the first marches that came the day after the inauguration. Remember those? They were supposed to be victory marches for Hillary. To lecture women and say, you're represented by Hillary, by the Democrats. We represent you as victims. Oh, look at your big victory march. Now let's get rid of the patriarchy, blah, blah, blah. It's on record that Soros is running this. So we got the Nazi collaborator. We got foreign governments. We got Hollywood. We got the big telecoms. We've got Silicon Valley. We've got the big tech giants. We've got the social media companies all completely censoring and blocking and getting in people's faces and harassing everyone and bullying and shutting people down. And then you've got this tiny blip on the radar screen that's Russian, and they get a magnifying glass and blow it up to the biggest thing in the world. It's like a pimple on a monkey's butt or something. They blow it up like it's, you know, the Mount St. Helens about to erupt here. And that's not enough for them now. They go to an old lady's house and get in her face and tell her she's a Russian bot or that she works with Russian bots. Here's the clip.
But what part of it in this is a cover-up? What are you saying that's not true or what?
The Russians, I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved with us. You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not.
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that posted on your.
He just played a word game, which he, as a little deceiver, he got together. He thinks he could set up an old lady, even though she beats him with the facts. We're being patriotic. She's like, well, yeah, I was being patriotic. Oh, that's the name of the group, Being Patriotic. It's some got you Perry Mason. And these reporters, admittedly, go to seminars with Jonathan Gruber, and he teaches them how to lie. And they sit there and listen. And, oh, is that how I set up old ladies? I mean, hell, boy, go to prison or go join a gang. You can really learn how to be a slime bag. Yeah, so you're telling me the FBI can't catch a kid using his real name, but CNN can track an elderly woman to her house from social media? And here's the thing, CNN doesn't get how this blows up in their face. Everybody's so angry at them about this, and they don't even understand it. There's this patriotic old lady with her old husband sitting there. Remember what the Facebook executive said? They said, and Twitter's on record, we ban American flags. People think they're sharing them, nobody can see it. Because they're patriotic CNN. We'll be back.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're live globally for 4 hours. Then you've got the War Room with Owen Schroyer. You've got David Knight, the great show he does in the morning, and so much more. And I look at all the guests we've got coming up. Dr. Michael Savage is joining us. I should have said that out of the gates. One of the audience is one of my favorite guests. We've got Alex Newman with incredibly important information about Soros' massive internet takeover plan, which he admits. That's what's incredible. They're now just saying ban all conservative, nationalistic, pro-family, pro-God. I mean, who died and made this guy king? Well, he wrote 30 years ago, you pull up the quotes, that he believes he is the Messiah, but that he didn't want to tell people that until he took full control. And I talked to some folks that know them that have been in their house in Connecticut. And they've got one in upstate New York as well. And man, all black. Everything's black with black mirrors in his house. And I don't want to go off another subject, but that's pure Satanism, ladies and gentlemen. And so God knows what this guy's into, man. The spirit cooking, the Aleister Crowley crap. I mean, Lord, deliver us, please, Jesus. It just blows me away. So, Dr. Michael Savage is joining us. Alex Newman, Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's always got the latest big breaking thing. But I want to go back to last year when he was the first to say these bots are out of Russia. They're leftist funded, Alex. I've talked to the White House, Alex. They have the intel, but they're not going to release it because it's classified. And there's always big news articles about this. Yes, Corsi talks to people in the White House, okay? And they got to sneak around to get him the information. And I just need to go with what he says. So many times I cannot believe what Corsi's putting out because it's just, remember over a year ago, that was still fantastical. That was still fantastical. And now it's all confirmed, and we're just like, move on to the next story. And I'm like, whoa, let's stop and look at this. Almost all 80%+ of the tweets were pro-Hillary, and it was funded by leftist groups. And then Mueller is indicting them, and it says for anti-Trump demonstrations, and Michael Moore was at it? Who can make this up? You cannot make up stuff that crazy except reality. That's why they say truth is stranger than fiction. And, you know, of course, he was telling me who was saying this in the White House. And quite frankly, I go, that's just too political. That's just them trying to go the other direction. But I've noticed Trump doesn't really do that. He doesn't BS. That's why they say he BSs, because he doesn't BS. And that was true. It's true. And the White House knows all this. The president has access to everything now with the intelligence information he's got. And he knows all this. But he's sitting there playing it close to the vest with his mouth hanging open, though, to learn that Hillary and the FBI and all these people at the top are in league with every foreign government. It's like saying a hooker had sex with somebody. She's married to him. It's not a Russian conspiracy. It's that these people just pass America around like a $2 whore. They got guys lined up and down the block to have their way with America. Except we're not even getting paid. We're getting all the diseases and the corruption and the whippings and the horrible, torturous nights. We get all the garbage from globalism. We get all the blame for globalism. We're the engine of globalism, but not the brains. We've been hijacked. Okay, let me stop right here. I have hundreds of articles I need to get to, hundreds. And I just cannot even get over what one of the producers, Matt, pointed out that was totally true during the last break. And I'm just going to have to stop, compose myself, cover some other subjects, and then come back and cover this because I owe it to this lady, and you owe it to this lady, and we owe it to ourselves to recognize what this really is. And when he said it, it hit me like a ton of bricks. So Matt's a smart guy. He gets a little cat ate the canary look when he actually gets on air, but behind the scenes, we're going to get him on air with some podcasts. I'm planning a bunch of stuff. Whoever wants to be on air can basically be on air. They've got talent around here. That's what I plan to do. Very, very soon, with a whole bunch of extra just straight-up podcasts delivered right to you. Huge podcast format. That we've been doing podcasting since it began, but we're going to really revamp it all and roll out a whole line of podcasts. But I'm going to stop right there. When he told me this, I got upset because I didn't get the full dimension. And when he said it, it was absolutely true. And that's why I get frustrated that I can't drill into each story for 3-4 hours, though I should, because people can't tune in that long. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. We'll cover it in the next segment. Wow. And then I've got all this other news. Again, it's all like cutesy and funny. Should the next emoji rollout include a pregnant man? Leftists think so. But see, you can't say man because Purdue writing guide, words with man should be avoided. Next, it'll be banned, as it already is on entrance forms for elementary. So that's the type of stuff we have that ties into all of this. And again, the story that I've been leading with here is Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC's Joy Reid more than any other pundit. And they, if you look at all the different breakdowns, over 80%, it's not in this story, but it's in others, you can pull it up, of it was pro-Hillary. It was anti-Trump demonstrations. And why would you do that? Why would you fund that? Why would you? Because there was leftist groups funding it, ladies and gentlemen, and the trolls took money from whoever paid it to them. And of course, 80% of or more of the of what the Russians did was Democrat, because what did the Democrats have? They had 80% of the money in 2016. So surprise, surprise, Gomer. Boom, 80% plus, because they had all the money. So, of course, you've got a mercenary bot group. It's incredible. It's incredible. And then if you get caught doing it, you just say it's pro-Trump and hanging around his neck and go harass an old lady. That's coming up in the next segment, the angle I hadn't thought about. Another big subject that absolutely infuriates the globalist is they had a bunch of headlines about Milo on the show yesterday. Monopolis, and I didn't even tell him when he co-hosted the plug stuff, but he plugged our liver and kidney cleanse, Icarin, that's so popular and is the most concentrated form that we could develop of things that are known to flush out your kidneys and liver in a healthy way. Everybody owes it to themselves and their family, and it supports the broadcast. And they said, oh, he's reduced to being on InfoWars and pitching vitamins, supplements. So, oh, Jeff Bezos is reduced to being the biggest supplement seller in the world, and he's the richest man in the world. Oh, CNN is reduced to having a whole bunch of serotonin reuptake inhibitor suicide mass murder pills that say on the insert they make you kill people and cause psychotic breaks. See how it's all about popularity with Jezebel and a bunch of other publications. Faded troll Milo Yiannopoulos, seen on InfoWars shilling questionable supplements. Me see laughing. Oh, yes, we're such a failure. We're just exploding, reaching out, TV, radio, all over the place. Oh, but you see Jezebel and the whole fading media complex that openly wants to censor everybody. It is trying to make fun of us and demonize people, because Milo won't just be told that he's collapsed and he's gone and no one's going to listen to him. And, you know, we told you you're dead politically, so just crawl in a hole and shut up. Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. That's why Milo, even though he's another media personality, I'm not in competition with him, and I'm not trying to tear him down, because their attempt to destroy him or destroy the Drudge Report or to destroy Rush Limbaugh or anybody, they're coming for you next. So, I like seeing Milo around. He's funny, he's witty, and he can attack the whole leftist LGBT lobby that's running around trying to bully people in their free speech. That's why they fear him and are trying to shut him down and no platform him, is because he's effective. We'll be right back. Stay with us with the big news.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This is such an important segment. I'm asking everybody tuned in right now to really listen to what I'm breaking down here, because this is hiding in plain view. No one has pointed this out, and it is so incredibly critical. Now, of course, it's come out that over 80%, this is in the news today, we covered it earlier, of the paid bots with the Mueller indictments were anti-Trump, including organizing demonstrations that Michael Moore was at. You cannot make that up. But now CNN has gone out to this old lady's house in Broward County while her husband's working in the garage and get in her face and say, did you know you were working with the Russians? And they berate her and they play little word games with her and all sorts of stuff. And people are really, really angry about what happened to Florine Grune Goldfarb. Because imagine, this is really voter intimidation. Just like Democrats have done for decades, where they publish a list of concealed carry owners in the local papers so people know who to rob. It's a pure form of harassment. And under state and federal law, what is voter intimidation? Well, other harassment, particularly toward non-English speakers and voters of color. aggressively questioning voters about their citizenship, criminal record, or other qualifications, falsely presenting oneself as election officials, spreading false information about the voter, blah, blah, blah. Basically getting in their face, trying to intimidate them. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is voter intimidation 101, and CNN knows full well how bots work, and they know the majority of bots are Chinese and are Indian and are hired by Western companies, and that Hillary and Google and Facebook and Twitter have hired virtual armies of bots programmed by armies of political operatives with talking points. So they go out to the grandma's house and they get in her face, and it's pure voter intimidation. Not only is the story bull, and it's this idea that we're coming to your house, you're bad, you better watch. It's like Twitter sent out 600 plus thousand letters saying you are connected to Russians, you're under investigation. That is like sending black people letters saying you're under investigation for being involved with criminal groups because you voted. This is high-tech voter intimidation beyond anything the KKK could ever dream of, and it's happening in your face. Mass censorship, bot purge, saying that conservatives are all really Russian agents, and then mainstream media just goes with it. So let's go to the voter intimidation. Clear voter intimidation going to her house. Imagine if they started going to Hispanic folks' houses that were citizens, but asking if they talked to any illegals or they helped any illegals vote. I mean, you would just see people pulling their hair out, and you should. This is directly to intimidate and tell people you don't want CNN at your house. And this is, again, CNN trying to cover up the fact that it's coming out in the news that the majority of the tweeting, the majority of the botting was pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, because the leftists were spending money all over the world trying to get around our election laws and dump as much money as they could into the United States. Again, Hillary outspent Trump. Basically 4-1. Let's go ahead and go to the clip.
But what part of it in this is a cover-up? What are you saying that's not true or what?
The Russians, I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved.
Let's stop right there. You notice that trick. She says you were just being patriotic. She goes, yes. He goes, oh, they're called being patriotic. A total 101 sleight of hand magician manipulation. This is what trained liars do. This is what they go to journalism school now for mainstream media to learn how to lie. In fact, I tweeted it out earlier. The young people at the journalism school there where the mass shooting happened. We have the photo of during the time they're on camera with CBS News. They're all very sad, very solemn. And then afterwards, everybody is smiling. And, you know, it's just a really great time to be anti-gun activist and make mommy and daddy proud. So let's, again, go back. And on screen, they said unwittingly helped Russian operation. It's not even a Russian government operation. It's a Democratic Party and leftist-funded operation against Trump. So they're lying on so many levels. There's voter intimidation. They're saying it's basically a Russian government operation. Not true. They know that. Even their own indictment says that. Almost all of it was anti-Trump, including rallies with Michael Moore, paid for by it. And he's there misrepresenting it to the viewers, misrepresenting her, trying to trick her, all scripted, but it still fails. And people are pissed about the intimidation and the bullying of an old couple. Here it is.
You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not.
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legitimate.
Those were Russians.
They were not Russians. I don't go with the Russians.
That group was Russians.
Pause again. You got to love this great gal that grew up in the late 40s or 50s. And, you know, she's sitting there talking about, I don't go with Russians. And it's like, I don't go out with, you know, that's not her boyfriend. I don't go with a Russian. She's an American girl. And again, you've got this anti-American globalist group in league with George Soros. They've been funded by him as well at CNN and special reports they do when they're not getting Gulf dictator money like out of Qatar, like the Young Turds get as well. So let's continue.
To do with the Russians.
Well, apparently you did.
No.
Maybe you didn't know it, but you did.
When you're talking like this, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I'm talking what's
those people that were with me were all Trump supporters. Very, very much so.
And all apparently following the direction of groups that were associated with Russians.
Pause again. Following the direction, because there's a Russian bot factory funded by the Democrats, 80%+ going and liking what you're doing, when the whole leftist thing is about a tower of bots, a house of cards built on bots, and you've got Sean Parker saying, almost none of your friends are real, we're there to keep you depressed and alone, it's meant to hurt you. So the former head of Facebook says, this is meant and designed to hurt you, it's very immoral, it's very bad, and it's getting worse, and then here they are saying, no, you were directed by Russians. Here, let's continue.
Infiltrated.
BS. And please report that. I don't believe that.
So if somebody says something on your Facebook feed, you've been infiltrated. Why, if North Korea posts something, you're run by North Korea. That's the, like if you drive by a Buddhist temple, you're a Buddhist. You know, if you walk by the porno mags at the gas station, you like to read them. It's this witch hunt of witch hunt.
Okay, they were at my meetings. They're all Trump supporters. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But did you realize that you guys were in communication electronically with Russians?
Not me.
You were in communication electronically. Oh, like you were secretly with a radio at midnight. Morse code. Oh, Comrade Lenin. What do we do? It's a conservative lady who organizes people in a key battleground county in Florida where the Democrats lose elections. It's very, and they want to go into her and say, you're a Russian. You're a Russian. You were in contact with the Russians. They were hiding under your bed at night. Let's continue.
Interesting stuff on Facebook.
Hillary Clinton was, and so was all her bandits.
Some of the stuff that you were in charge of the Facebook account, right? You were posting and reposting almost word for word the information that was coming out of this internet research agency.
That's what you do on the internet. If you like something, you forward the post. Again, they picked an old lady thinking they could mess with their brain, but they still fail. What scum? Can you imagine being this reporter? This level of filth? Continue. Flag on the house.
Thank you.
It's a blue-collar patriot family that's politically involved, and they're pissed. CNN knows the enemy. They know it's a house with an American flag and old people. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even really plug this hour. We need your financial support. We've got a bunch of specials that have got to end today because I haven't come up with new ones yet. 50% off, 53% off, the high-quality toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine super blue. It's just all going to end up selling out because I haven't come up with a new special. They're all about to end on Icarin, on Cellforce, on Brainforce, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Thank you for funding the tip of the spear in the resurrection of America.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and the establishment is trying to bully Trump, the NRA, the American people, into accepting gun bans. And once they are able to ban what they call, you know, the AR-15, the M4, as an assault rifle, they're going to ban all semi-autos, and they're going to go right down to bolt action. That's their admitted plan. And they've introduced the bills to do it. And Trump has said, okay, ban bump stocks after Vegas, when clearly that whole thing's a cover-up, what really happened. And now They're talking about people not being able to buy rifles till they're 21. That's how I got involved in news and information 25 years ago, was they were trying to ban the junior shooting sports in Texas, saying you can't fire a firearm and you can't be given a firearm till you're 18 years old. And I was 20 years old when that was going on, but I understood that it was going to kill the gun culture. And so this is really, really, really bad. The NRA's rejected the idea of raising minimum age to buy rifles. The media is saying that, you know, Trump's office, the White House, is saying they would look at raising the age. So you can join the military at 18, but you can't buy a rifle. Adam Lanza got his gun illegally. A lot of these people get the guns illegally. Mexico's banned guns. They have the highest crime rate in the world. If Trump does this, it is a big mark on him and a big signal that he's being compromised, and it's bad news. And they're going to wind up more of these events. They're going to have more of these events, and it's always another event. Not one more child can die. Let us have your guns. And it's meant to disarm us, and we know what it is. So let's go to the president speaking just moments ago.
With that horrible situation that they were put in unnecessarily. People don't talk about that. The people that are so badly, I visited them in the hospital in Broward County, and these are injuries like people wouldn't believe. And we want to ensure that when we see warning signs, we act quickly. When we have somebody that's mentally unstable, or like this guy that was a sicko, and there were a lot of warning signs. A lot of people were calling saying, hey, he's going to do something bad. People have to act. As I said last week, we must work together to create a culture of our country that cherishes life and forces real human connections. We're also working to reduce violent crime in America and to make our communities places that can be totally safe for our children, for our families. Under my administration, gun prosecutions have increased very significantly. The Attorney General is very, very much after that. And we're also after the gangs. The gangs have been incredible. MS-13.
We're going to go to break here in a moment. We'll come back with more. Michael Savage is also joining us. But again, the president's cabinet has put out the idea that Trump's considering raising purchase age for certain firearms amid gun control talks. That's Fox News. It's never going to end. There's always going to be criminals that kill people with cars, knives. Are you going to ban swimming pools because people might drown in them? This idea that do something! Not one more child can die! But, oh, don't do anything about the Islamists killing millions of people. Don't do anything about North Korea, where only the government has the guns. No, no, not one more person can't die in North Korea. Not one more person can't be killed by radical Muslims. Not one more person can be killed in Sweden. You can't even humanize and say a Muslim kills somebody or rapes somebody, or you get arrested in many areas of Europe. And George Soros wants you arrested. That's in the news. Today, we're going to cover it coming up. So you lose the second, you lose the first, and the president wants to sound reasonable in all this. This is some of the leftists in his cabinet pushing this idea when it's all about the warnings. The president got that right. There was a stand down at this Democrat-run and controlled school to let this happen.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I couldn't think of a better person to have on this Thursday, the 22nd day already of February 2018 transmission, than Dr. Michael Savage, best-selling author, and of course, one of the top syndicated radio hosts in the United States and worldwide. Doesn't need any introduction here. Hated by the globalists, hated by the left. He's also a doctor and a best-selling author under a whole nother career when it comes to natural medicine and herbology and so much more. I want to get him on sometime just about botanicals and things. He's got some prestigious degrees in that entire area. But he's also got a new book out. We're going to be telling you about Xenon. That is a science fiction. I haven't read it yet, but I do look forward to reading it. A new ebook, michaelsavage.com, of course, is the website. We're going to get to that. But first off, the epic moment we're at as a society and a culture, as he said a few weeks ago, where they are ready to burn everything down just to stop not just Trump, but America's resurgence. The cult of these people is hating America because they've been selling it out for so long. Criminals tend to hate what they're abusing. It's just basic psychology. And now you've got the push to get the guns. You've got Trump beginning to waffle, saying maybe only let you get guns when you're 21. I mean, every time there's a shooting now, which is going to continue to happen, then the evils in the world. We've got that problem. We've got them catching most of the Russian bots were paid for by Democrats. We've got all this. We're going to Michael Savage right now to go over this, but just an incredible time to be alive. You've got Purdue moving to ban the word man, saying man has bad connotations. I mean, we are at war with a cult of brainwashers. And I don't know what else you call them, and I don't know what we do. I was on the hike and bike trail yesterday, and a lady walked by, and she said, "Ooh, Alex Jones, ooh, get out of here. They're the most, I'm from here, the most intolerant people on the planet." And after these leftists ruin a place, they collapse into wherever the libertarians and conservatives have fled to and built prosperity, and then the zombies show up and tell you to get out. They're not even smart enough to know that they're a vampire and that they're feeding on the little villagers. These are vampires that are so mentally ill, they don't even know that they follow you around. Michael Savage, this is, how do you quantify this moment we're in as a civilization? And thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, remember, I live in the San Francisco area. What could be better than this for show topics? And remember, you say, well, why do you, people keep saying, well, Savage, why do you live in the most psycho leftist area in the world, where a maniac like Pelosi the other day said we don't need to build a border wall with Mexico to keep out the drugs, the criminals, the illegals. She said, mow the grass instead. She gave that speech, Alex. Mow the grass instead of building a wall. And she's not taken out with a butterfly net. Now, why do I live here? As Voltaire said, he lived in Paris so he could continue to write about the foibles of the Parisians. What could be better, Alex? You've got to have a sense of humor about these lunatics. But they can be dangerous. I know what it leads to. The brainwashing is complete. They don't even know they're crazy. Liberalism is a mental disorder. I wrote that in 2006. It's one of my little-known books, but it was true. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And, you know, a lot of people say, Savage, why did they do this? Savage, how could they do a thing like that? I said, just plug the formula in. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And whenever they do that, they feel better because it works. It's the only thing that works. It's the aspirin that we all need for the headache of liberalism.
So you're a doctor in the triage ward of the main lunatic asylum on the left coast. I mean, you're a libertarian conservative probe, a doctor, a medical doctor inside the lunatic asylum.
Well, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of philosophy from the University of California.
No, I was being sarcastic.
I get it. No, but the thing is, look, Alex, we're living through crazier times than ever, and there's a reason for it. It's not only the media is completely warped by mentally ill people like Jake Tapperhead. A woodpecker who was shot with a BB gun would have more conscious intelligence than Jake Tapper. And yet he gets away with this stuff because he knows how to make a nice Windsor knot. His mother taught him how to make a tie when he was a young boy. Nice looking man. And you look at him, you can't say he's crazy. If you look at a guy like Jake Tapper, it looks like a nice young man. You can't accept that these people are crazy, but they are crazy. Look at him. Doesn't he look like a nice young man? But you wouldn't know what lurks beneath that hairdo. But let's get down to the issues at hand. Look, the gun thing. You and I are probably going to disagree on some of these things. You're an absolutist on the Second Amendment. And by the way, I accept your worldview. I know what the slippery slope is and what a lunatic like this would like to do with gun ownership. However, I have to tell you that for the Second Amendment absolutists such as yourself and millions of others, including all of the people in the NRA, we have a little bit of a problem, and I'm not an absolutist, by the way, with the late Justice Antonin Scalia, who set the parameters for today's gun control reform debate. He wrote in 2008, District of Columbia versus Heller, he wrote that the right to bear arms had limits. Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons, you'd agree with that, right, Alex?
Yes.
Possession of firearms by the mentally ill, we'd all agree with that. That would exclude anyone who watches CNN regularly. Or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places, such as schools and government buildings. That's interesting, because now they want to carry arms in schools. Or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. So Scalia set the parameters that the left is going to run a truck through, so to speak. He said, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. It is not a right, I'm quoting out, to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever, in any manner whatsoever, and for whatever purpose, unquote. So I jokingly said on my radio show this week, there have to be limits, Alex. In other words, okay, should we all get a Panzerfaust? I mean, the argument that we need an AR-15 or a M4 is to hold off some army that's going to come and get us. Well, then why limit it to an AR-15 semi-automatic? Why shouldn't we get a Panzerfaust, I argued.
I'll tell you why. Because this civilization is a rotting time bomb, and the producers are now being seen as cattle. And with the whole welfare state, as things unravel, we need to be able to defend ourselves, because we do have the Second Amendment to deal with the King George or to deal with a radical Islamic attack. And it's not assault weapons on average that are causing most of the crime. The media just picks these victim disarmament zones and then advertises, and then lunatics go and attack it. And then the FBI basically stood down. That's the issue, is I shouldn't get in trouble. But obviously, we talk about limits. Then you can say, well, if it's to fight a military, why shouldn't you be able to have an anti-tank gun?
Should we have an anti-tank gun? Shouldn't?
Well, I do have two light anti-tank guns.
Okay.
All right. In fact, will somebody get in the safe and bring me a Barrett in here?
Anti-tank guns, Alex. We disagree on that. We respectfully part ways with regard
to... I need my anti-tank guns.
No, I don't have any. Alex, okay, let me go back. I'm probably, other than you, you're a Texan by birth, correct?
Yes.
I'm a dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker by birth. And here I was, raised in a left-wing home because they were immigrants. That's how they voted. I was on the high school rifle team. I'm the only talk show host in America, certainly out of New York, certainly amongst the top five talk show hosts in America. None of them had guns when they were kids. They're all fakers. They make believe they're true conservatives. They wrap themselves in the flag. These are the guys who were on the debating team in high school. And if they heard a car backfire, they probably would have taken a Valium or a Miltown in those days and sought therapy. Now they're the most macho right-wing talk show host God has ever seen. But I was actually on the rifle team, and I've said on my show 100 times, I would leave the classes upstairs, go into the basement. I loved the smell of gunpowder. It thrilled me to be able to shoot a rifle in the hall downstairs. Not one kid ever shot himself.
That's what I'm saying. How did it all change? Exactly.
And these are New York kids. Nobody ever shot themselves in the range. No one ran with the gun, killed the coach. They're all military, by the way, ex-military. No one ran through the halls killing anyone. Why? Three things. Along came the hippie 60s. Along came drugs. Along came licentiousness. Along came the music of, if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? It blew apart the conscience of mankind. And as a result, we have total insanity right now.
Exactly. I agree. Let's go to break. Because exactly, if civilization's melting down, now we really need the guns. But then the crazies also get them. It's a paradox. We'll talk about it.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dr. Michael Savage is our guest, and I knew he was going somewhere with the whole paradox of you've got society unraveling, you've got more and more mentally ill people, and then that's more reason for us to own guns. But what is the paradox? Is when the crazy people get the guns, and then the globalists are going to use this to try to disarm us. And then we're going to get into his new book that I can't wait to read on my computer this weekend on my iPad, Xenon. This sounds like a real near future world where feminists run everything. The men are all castrated. And they're already kind of doing that with what they're putting in the water and what's running off. I've got headlines that kind of match this today. So we'll talk about that in a moment in his new book, Xenon. Or basically the Democratic Party's new platform. They'll probably use it as an owner's manual. But Michael Savage, Dr. Savage, of michaelsavage.com, finishing up your whole point on the paradox of the Second Amendment and what's happening right now?
Well, okay. So let's go back again. We're going to have trouble for those of us, and I'm not a Second Amendment absolutist. Alex, look, we live off the First Amendment, you and I do. Everyone in the media lives off the First Amendment, but the First Amendment has limitations. We can't say kill someone on the air, right? We cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. So we know the limitations on that amendment. There are limitations, according to Scalia, on the Second Amendment, and that would go to crazy people, for example, mentally ill. The problem is, who's going to define who mentally ill, who the mentally ill are? As we know, in the Soviet Union, anyone who was a dissident was declared mentally ill and put into the gulag. All people have to do is read Alexander Solzhenitsyn's The Gulag Archipelago to know what a crazy government would do to people to declare them basically insane. Anyone who disagrees with the government is crazy. So in other words, to a Hillary Clinton, to a Wolf Blitzer, to any one of those characters in the media, anyone who says we're not living in a paradise, if it's a socialist paradise, is crazy. And they put us in a mental hospital. Or they first say you can't own weapons because you're mentally ill. So that is the problem with saying mentally ill should not own guns. I understand there are limitations on everything, Alex. That's the problem with a free society. So all of these are conundrums that have to be unraveled. When I was a kid, I would fly a kite and the ball would get tangled up with a string and I couldn't untangle it. I'd come crying to my grandmother. She had unlimited patience and she was old world, old school. She'd sit and untangle it. And through her, I learned patience, Alex. That's how I learned to live with what I live with in this world. I'm constantly untangling the strings. But the fact is that these are strings that are so tangled, I don't know that they can be untangled, Alex. We're just having to live with these balls of tangled string.
And the Democrats, when you look into the abyss, you turn into the abyss, another Nietzsche quote, they are trying to make people mentally ill. Sean Parker of Facebook admits that. Others do. They're trying. So it's like an insane class trying to create more insane, manageable people so that they can rule over them with survival of the fittest. But instead of cutting their testicles off like your book talks about, it's more like a cultural lobotomy so these globalist nincompoops can rule over everybody.
All right, let me just make my own segue for a minute. So I had this futuristic nightmare in the 1980s about xenon, X-E-N-O-N, which is a rare gas, one of the rare gases, in which there's a future world. This book was written in the 80s, Alex. I only released it two weeks ago. I kept it until now because it was too far ahead of its time, and I was afraid that people would say he's crazy, it's too far, you know what I'm saying. But with what's going on with the hashtag MeToo movement, where everyone, Jacques Hughes, everyone is guilty who has testicles of a crime. So I finally released Xenon about this futuristic vision I had, this nightmare vision, post-feminist world, where males are castrated at birth, where the radical feminists who run the world take the best females for themselves. It's unbelievable. It's a nightmare, and it's semi-comedic, but it's not really comedic. When you consider that we're already being castrated psychologically by the media, that's the psychological castration that will lead to an actual castration, a physical castration. Well, that was the idea of Xenon, but there's more to it than that.
Wow, I can't wait to read it now that I know that you wrote this but thought it was too hardcore, and now it seems more prescient. Because I noticed that about, and they always miswrite the headlines to say I'm bashing people that are same-sex, whatever. I'm not. I've just noticed that with a lot of the alpha lesbians, they want to be alphas, and then they actually want all the women for themselves, and then they act all butch to the other women and kind of act like what they think is a stereotypical aggressive mean male, kind of their image of a bad boy. I've just noticed that and seen it. And then statistically, lesbians would have the highest rate of beating each other up and of domestic violence.
Well, right. The propaganda is that everyone's calm and peaceful in that universe. But we all know that there's an awful lot of Harvey Weinsteins in that universe on the women's side. I've been waiting to see women indicted for sexually harassing young women in Hollywood. Where are those? Why is it only men? You're telling me women are not harassing women? Why have there been? Think about this, Alex. Who's behind this hashtag MeToo movement? That there have been no women accused of harassing young women. Why is that? Well, I know there's this one, Garcia, playing Spin the Bottle, but that's California. That's what we know about is Spin the Bottle. you know.
Oh, they admittedly have bars in Hollywood that are only for women, where the rich women go in, and then the rest of the women walk around on their hands and knees as slaves. And it's a whole culture of that, is the hot young women of their slaves. And we know Oprah Winfrey seen more tail than toilet seat.
Next time I'm in L.A. and I go out for Italian food, I may as well stop it and check that one out. Where is such a place? Okay, so Alex, we're living in crazy times. You knew that. We all know we're living in madness. And we are the sane ones, and we know we're the sane ones. We're the conscious, sane people trying to hold the fort, keep the water out, however you want to put it. And now those who are crazy and want to drown to death are telling us not to keep the water out. So it's a battle, Alex, and I understand where you're coming from. And I know the gun debate is core to all of it, to many people who believe that we're going to hold off armies with our guns. Okay, I'm not one of those who believe it. All I got to do is look at Syria to tell you that.
I agree that the Second Amendment, and this is key, becomes a cop-out to go, well, I've got this. When the blue helmets come, I'm ready for war. When it's a culture war, that's the real fight. And they're trying to take our First Amendment now everywhere. I mean, that they are really getting rid of it.
Right. The First Amendment is the first to go. As you well know, we have almost unlimited power with our First Amendment. You know, and I know, that had Trump not won, and you and I both worked very hard to make sure he was elected, had Trump not won, and she had won, whatever her name is, the nameless she, had the nameless she won, you wouldn't be on the air, and I wouldn't be on the air at this point 1 year after the inauguration. Off the air, gone. First Amendment limited, you know that. So we have to thank God for what we do have. Now everyone's saying, well, come 2018, the midterms, the Republicans are going to have a bloodbath. I'm not so sure of that, by the way. The thing is, if they get the House back, you know what's coming, Alex.
Impeachment.
That's all they want. The world is burning. Islamofascists are still out of control, still raping their way through any village they capture. Where were the feminists when the young Christian and Yazidi girls were being industrially raped around the clock in the Middle East? I didn't hear one loudmouth feminist from Hollywood and New York say one word.
Actually, Linda Sorcerer sided against the women taking their hijabs off in Tehran. The left actually now is embracing Islam. I want to ask you about that, Dr. Savage, because you were the first I ever heard say this like 20 years ago, 19 years ago, and I just thought it was crazy, and you've been proven right. And I want to get into the book because I've been reading over it here, and it's coming true. So I want to talk about Zenon that you've decided to publish.
Transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I thought I'd have a couple of the Barrett 50 cals in here for TV viewers. With Pat and Q, we'll set those up here in front for everybody. Want to see them? And that's the Army or Marine Corps version, right? And you got what the Navy tends to use right there, a little bit short-barreled 50 cal. We're going to go to Michael Savage right now and get his take on that. We're going to get back into his new book. Dr. Savage, what do you think of those babies?
I think you guys should come visit San Francisco and we'll take a stroll down Broadway with those guns.
That should go over well. What do you think folks would do if they saw that?
In San Francisco, they probably wouldn't even notice it. They're so stoned, they wouldn't even notice it.
Well, did you know these have never been used but in one crime, an armored truck robbery in the 80s? These have never been used in a crime in the U.S.
What do you mean in an armored truck? Oh, you mean generically not used? You know, not these specific.
No. But Barrett 50 cals have never been used in a crime except one robbery of an armored truck.
All right. Well, I think we've covered the guns. You have one position. Mine is slightly different than yours. Do you want to move over to the... to the fantasy?
Absolutely, because I don't think it's fantasy. I think it's really coming true. But you were making a point about the whole Islamist situation. And we were talking during the break. You were going to recap the left openly merging with Islam. You were the first person I ever heard talk about that. And now they're in love with it, but juxtaposing that any Western male is evil, that the word man is bad. Purdue is moving to ban that in the English classes. That's a new article. So the West is, men even existing is bad here, but then Islam in its most radical form is beautiful, and Linda Sorcerer leads us.
because it's Saudi money or other Arab money that's behind the women's movement. Because they, if they can remove the masculine element of Western society, which they've done a pretty good job so far, the boys are completely shot by and large, except in pockets of America. If they can completely destroy the testosterone of the West through the radical feminists, who then takes over? Why, then they impose Islam on our society. The same people who were anti-Christian will now suddenly embrace Islam. That's already happening. So it's Saudi money, follow the money. No question in my mind who's behind the women's movement. And so you mentioned this woman. Who is she? She's an avowed terrorist supporter. She doesn't even hide it. But let's move on to my fantasy, because I can't control anything outside of my own mind and my own imagination, right? Alex, I have no control over that. I almost have no control over the world. I have control only over my world. There's an old adage, tend your own garden. We've all heard that, right? Tend your own garden. So I'm trying to tend my own garden. So when my imagination gets the best of me, I write. So I've written so many books. What people don't know is I wrote a science fiction fantasy in the 80s when I first saw what was coming, called Xenon, which is one of the rare gases, X-E-N-O-N. See the painting, Alex? The little primitive watercolor?
Yes.
I painted that because I do childish watercolors, and it doesn't exactly match the book, but it sort of does. It's a futuristic, nightmarish, anti-utopian new world run by militant F-A-T-A-S-S-E-S, Fatasses, who castrate males, assign them life mates who are transsexual, keeping the best young girls for themselves. I know it sounds crazy. But the fact of the matter is...
But that's actually the Tavistock plan. I think you're... I mean, you didn't just think of this yourself, because I've... I mean, did you?
I wrote it in the 80s. I never read it anywhere. Okay. But the odd part of my little novella here, my little science fiction Xenon warning about the world we're entering, is that the Fatasses who run the world secretly use the rare gases to get high on. Xenon, argon, freon, you know, the seven or eight rare gases, whatever the number is, which are saved only for the leaders of the state, the new Fatasses state. And they have factories and warehouses, rather, filled with these rare gases. It's very novel. No one uses rare gases to get high, but again, it's fantasy. But along the lines of Brave New World, there is one guy who stands up to this and one woman, and they try to save the world from this nightmarish SSF, the Women for the State Security Forces, and the women in charge of WIC, the Unclipped Natural Women for the State Security Forces, to assist the women in charge of WIC. You know, when I wrote this, it was actually a paranoid, nightmarish fantasy. So I put it away, and I would look at it from time to time. And then as the 80s gave way to the 90s, I looked at it again. I said, the world's not ready for this. I'll be considered everything but
exactly, because you would, this does sound sick and mentally ill, but you were actually portending, looking at the tea leaves and the way the roads were going over the hill. You guessed what was there, because if you look at this Hollywood Gamergate, they say only show women in charge, only show women as the warriors. And it's the same thing in the new movie with the fictional African kingdom and Black Panther. I mean, they are hammering this.
Every movie, every advertisement, notice in every advertisement, the weak male, whether it be a black or a white male or an Asian male, they're always weak. They're always being told what to do by a strong, intelligent woman. Every ad, every brainwashing ad, every movie, the white male is a bumbling, violent fool. And of course, this is a result of Hollywood, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, who run Hollywood. I've said this 100 times. I get in trouble every time I say it. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. Now we had Spielberg, those who run Hollywood. Why are they so crazy? Why do they hate the white male so much? Well, that's a subject for another science fiction movie that hasn't been written yet. But Alex, getting back to today, we're living in very dangerous times. It's only Trump who's keeping the deluge. The deluge is right on the other side of the dike. And we all know what's coming, unless enough people have the awareness to know what the dangers are. I don't think they know. Moreover, I think they want the flood to overtake us, as witness the issue of the day, take our guns. Of course, I know and you know, it's assault rifles now. Tomorrow, it's the single action bolt rifle. I get it. I know where they're coming from. So I understand where the absolutist position originates. I know the fears. I know the realities. On the other hand, let's go talk about the mental state of this Mr. Cruz. As I said when it first happened, his name was odd. His name was what was his name again?
Nicholas Cruz.
Nikolai. I said his first name is Russian. Again, to bring in Russian. And it turns out he's adopted. But we don't know where he's adopted from. I ran this on my show, Alex, last week, and a woman called because I said, I suspect we should talk about mental health, hospitals, who should be in them, and adoption. Where did this kid come from, Nikolai Cruz? That name Nikolai is a Russian name. The spelling is a Russian name. So I said, I suspect we should look into, not suspect, I think we should look into where he was adopted from. I'm not trying to smear all Russian adoptees. That's not my point. Well, a woman calls, says, I'm in the adoption business. And she said most of the Russian kids that were allowed out at that period of time came from drug addicts, alcoholics, and Russia got rid of them. That's why they let Westerners adopt them. No one's talked about that, Alex, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And you get the absolutist thing that they never give. They want total ban. So we have to hold the line. We know none of it's perfect. And because we've got, it's true, a lot more mentally ill people because they're making it cool, they're making it fashionable, and then they're protecting him. I mean, we had warning after warning. So then what do we do about this? I mean, I didn't used to carry guns around with me. Now I do, because of the Islamicists and the leftist crazies and everything else. You get physically attacked and stuff as well. I mean, you don't have a criminal record. I don't have a criminal record. So that's why I've gone into more of a militaristic defense posture.
Well, I don't want to argue with you. You know, you have one point of view on it. I'm not so sure that even automatic weapons in the hands of a few men are going to hold off a militant government. I mean, you want to get into the esoterics of that. Let's look at Syria. Here you had men with automatic weapons, grenade launchers, bazookas, and you name it. What good did it do them when an army came to get them? So it's not 100% of one or another, Alec. If it empowers a person and makes them feel good, great. I don't really think that you're going to hold off a government with an assault weapon. So I can't
Let's shift gears out of that because I've got to go to break. 5 more minutes with some of the sides. I know you got to go. Get ready for your own broadcast. But I want to specifically ask you about Trump and how they're going to try to bring him down and what happens if they bring him down. Because you're totally right. He goes, the whole dam plunges. They're coming.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, we have a lot of guests on, and a lot of times I read the books of the guests that come on before they're on. A lot of times I don't read them. I scan over them. I just want to hear the interesting author give their take on something. But I'm going to read Xenon this weekend because I really like the idea of he wrote this visionary book. And just reading the synopsis, it is visionary, just to show the whacked outness of these control freaks. And now it's pretty much coming true, but he was kind of embarrassed to ever publish it because it was so crazy. And now truth is stranger than fiction. But when you talk about why the leftists want to overthrow the West, there is a instinct in people that are psychologically primitive, in my view, and I'll ask Dr. Savage, he agrees with me, that they believe overthrowing something makes them that instead of just being part of it, or even the people that built a civilization die out. If you adopt the civilization, then you are the civilization. Instead, globalists and Hollywood and the left is at war with strength. And they wanted to get rid of it and said, oh, we're the deviants. You know, we're the avant-garde. But now that the deviants are running things, they are now trying to authoritarian shut down anything that doesn't agree with them because it works too well and embarrasses them and reminds them of their cultural and spiritual ugliness. I want to get your brief take on that. And then what happens if they're able to unseat Trump and the dam breaks? What will it look like?
Just let's look at the First Amendment. That's the first thing that'll go. Second Amendment might be first before the First Amendment. Just run through the amendments. Go through 1, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's what they'll pick at because they use the law to get their way. It's as simple as that. They will always, even Hitler used the law. That's how dictators work. They use the law, Alex. Every one of Hitler's moves, whether it was an invasion of a neighboring nation, Czechoslovakia, Poland, It was not done categorically without justification. Hitler would say, I'm not invading Czechoslovakia. He said, I'm liberating German-speaking regions of Czechoslovakia that were taken from us after World War I, which, by the way, is a fact of reality, which is not justifying Hitler. What I'm saying is the bigger point is that even mad dictators use and refer to the law to do what they want. So when Hitler exterminated the mentally ill, he didn't say he's doing it because they were parasites on society and cost too much. He did it for compassion, so he said. He killed all the mentally ill because it was compassionate to kill them, is what Hitler argued. And so you can expect those types of arguments from the radical left in America, meaning the mainstream Democrat, mainstream media. And when they come for you, and they come for me, and when they come for us, they will say they are doing it for the safety and sanctity of America. They're not going to say they're coming to get Alex Jones or Michael Savage. They're doing it for the safety of America. That is what's going to happen, Alex. It's not a nightmare. It's a vision that's real. We all know it. We can feel it. Well, and we know there's not speech. The left doesn't believe in free speech. If you disagree with them, you're a Nazi. Just one word and you're a Nazi. They don't even know what the word Nazi meant.
And then you're dehumanized, just like the Nazis would do. It's the same thing. You've been dehumanized. George Soros, I've got the articles right here, is now publicly saying ban all nationalist speech. They say they're going to ban nationalist names of football teams in Europe. I mean, this is actually happening. And then it's a weirdo Nazi collaborator behind it with Juncker, the grandson of the number one Nazi industrial family that the bombers were named after, the Junkers. You cannot make this up. You talk, who the left is, I guess, spiritually, not just financially, animated by.
Well, if Soros would only use some eye lift cream and take it orally, I might believe him. That might be the first start. He should try some good eye lift cream and take it orally and see if it works. Soros is one crazy son of a bitch. I don't know how in the world he gets away with meddling in foreign elections without having been rounded up by Interpol. Soros has meddled in more foreign elections than you can count on one hand. We know it for a fact. And yet we hear not one word. And this is the bewildering part about it. Why has Trump not gone after Soros' meddling in foreign elections? This is a peculiarity of the Trump-Soros thing. And I don't know why. Let me put it to you that way, Alex. It's a topic for you to look into. But Soros is a man who openly meddles in foreign elections. Why is he not looked into? Okay, we know about the breaking of the Bank of England. Oh, that's perfectly legal, just being a money trader in the temple. Fine. You can't stop the trading in currencies, but you can stop meddling in foreign elections. After this whole fake investigation by Mueller against Trump was allegedly about a collusion with Russia, which we know doesn't exist whatsoever. But we clearly all know by now that there is a collusion, a clear collusion between the Democrat, socialist, Islamist American media and Mueller. That we know. So who's in charge? Trump's in charge. Why hasn't he done anything about Soros? I think I have the answer to that one as well. They know that the best defense is a good offense. So what they're doing is keeping him off base every day with false charges, false claims against him, against his son, against his son-in-law, against his daughter. Push, push, push. Keep him off base so he doesn't have the time to gain his
strength. That was my next question, because here's the deal. I don't worship Israel. It's another Western country, but I support it. It's a lot better than regimes around it. They're trying to destroy it. It's in the WikiLeaks that Soros wants to overthrow Israel, and then you've got all these leftist groups worshiping him and then calling me a Nazi when he literally worked for the Nazis. And then I'm like, why doesn't Israel do something about him? I mean, he's got front groups coming after me. He's trying to shut me down. What is up with this guy? Maybe he is the devil.
I don't know who he is. I know his son is the son of hell. You've seen the son?
Oh, yeah.
The lids are less droopy, but the brain is not. Of the young Soros. The little mini-me. Why should this man have such a hatred and a vendetta for a country that took him in, allegedly from the Nazis, and gave him the chance to make billions upon billions of dollars? Where does he get this enmity, this animosity for this great nation? And look at this piece of garbage.
He looks like that in every photo. He looks like a psychopath.
Where did this piece of garbage come from to have so much power? Where? Where did he come from? What, he got? He makes a good tie, so I'm supposed to listen to him?
By the way,
what has he ever done?
He got caught in the documents from 2015, came out a month ago. No one covered it because they were real. The left didn't, where he was fomenting an attempt to cause martial law and a race war. It actually says it in the documents. Alex Soros running that whole thing and saying we work with the local police in Democrat cities to stand down and let us riot and try to trigger the locals to burn the city down. I mean, it's incredible.
But they live in Manhattan in a penthouse somewhere on either Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue. They come out a front door or go out the garage, don't they? Where are the right wingers, the militias, 1,000 of them outside his garage with signs the way the left has them? You see, we don't have the rent-a-mobs. We all work. We all take care of ourselves and our families. But the day will come when those on the right are as organized as those on the left. And that will be the day that the left will see the hell that they've been trying to foment. And they have sown the wind, and they will reap the whirlwind, as sure as I'm sitting
here.
Do
you think Trump will hang on? He's obviously a good man. He's doing a lot of good. But, man, the criminal will and the energy of these people, I don't think the audience understands how much peril we're in. I agree with you. I think we're in grave peril.
Alex, I don't know how one man can take so much hatred and so many lies. We know every president is criticized, but I've never seen such an organized hate campaign as I do against Donald Trump and anyone who supports him. Never in my lifetime. I know there's always been dissension one side and the other, but it's never been this level of insanity. How this man Trump can take it all is almost a miracle of human nature. Either he's much stronger than I even thought he was when I backed him from the beginning, or he's decided, you know what, screw them. They want to push me down, I'll push them down first. I think his fighting spirit is so strong that he will prevail. And by the way, Alex, I think as time goes on, he's becoming more popular. The lie of the Russia collusion is being exposed for what is. People are saying, stop it already. We don't want to hear anymore about it.
I agree. They're using fake polls. The real poll shows he's up at 60-something percent. I agree. That's why I think they're going to try to kill him. I mean, you talk about we can't say kill people on air, and I'm not. The left's all over everywhere saying kill everybody. They've got full-page ads and huge billboards saying kill the NRA. Kill NRA members. And the billboard is still up.
That's violation of the First Amendment, using the word kill. Even if it's against the group, we know the implication is the individuals who run the group. So this is totally illegal. The government is off base because of the constant false attacks by the Soros front groups. When Trump finally catches his breath and becomes the president that we know he really is, and he gets the people around him who he needs, I can pretty much predict what's going to happen to all these scum. They're going to be on their jets heading to Switzerland or Austria. They're not going to be in this country, Alex. The day will come, they'll fuel up their jet, and they'll never be seen again. And that's going to happen, Alex. It's long overdue. We got to support Trump. As imperfect as he is all we have. We must not let the lies of the globalist left get to us and make us think he's not
right.
Exactly.
He's a champion. He's a champion. And just what he's taken, what he's done is amazing. Michael Savage, the new book, Xenon. I'm going to read it this weekend. Thanks for the full hour. Your show's coming up today. We'll be listening. God bless you and Godspeed. Thank you.
We've got it. We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, folks. Michael Savage, powerful last hour. We called that lady up in Broward County that got confronted by CNN saying that she was a Russian agent and all that. Turns out she's a listener. Has been involved in Republican elections, knows Roger Stone, her husband's a patriot. But she didn't want to come on. She wants it to blow over, so that's why I'm not even saying her name right now. But that's why she was so smart and so on target. Because Russian-connected bots commented on her Facebook, they're calling her a Russian agent. I mean, this is next level. By the way, let me just stop before I tell you about the next guest that's coming up. I get so wrapped up in covering the news that I don't even plug. I plugged 1 minute in 2 hours today. We can't fund the operation at that level. When I do plug, people buy the products, and we can expand. Because here's what's happening. They're trying to crush us, and they've done a lot of incredible things that, for a lot of reasons, I'm not going to advertise here on air. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I feel sorry for my family. But these are enemies, and they got to be dealt with. So it's really just that simple. I will tell you, though, that a lot of these attacks are next level, and you just need to know that we're not exaggerating when we talk about how evil these globalists and their minions are, and it's like a spirit or like the flu. You catch it, and people are deciding to turn evil. It's almost like the movie The Kingsman, where they, you know, program through the phones and put out wavelengths that make people aggressive and start killing each other, which they actually have patents on, that they do have systems that can actually do those type of things that DARPA's written about. But it's something's going on. It's spiritual, electromagnetic. But people that are susceptible to this, it's getting bad. And people will just have no morals. And it's like groupthink. When I say morals, I don't mean I'm getting on my high horse about what you do in your bedroom or things like that. Kind of mainline religion and things use that to make that the big crimes, even though there are some issues and problems, obviously, for families. I'm not defending infidelity, anything like that. What I'm saying is the churches will push a bunch of stuff to make you feel like you're the bad person so that you only identify crimes of the flesh as where evil is, instead of really reading the Bible and learning it's in government, it's in complex systems, it's about global power, it's about control of the individual, it's about control of your soul. It's about a spiritual relationship that Lucifer wants to have with you. And whether you believe in Lucifer or not, he believes in you. And he wants to hurt you real bad. And that's really it. Kill, steal, and destroy. Go about like a lion, roaring, seeing who he may devour. Seeing who falls down like in a horror movie and crawls away from the killer. And like you watch that thing. People don't do that. No, people actually do that. They don't even fight back. They just see a lion and they fall over and cry. And that's what they do. They roar. They brr to see who they can intimidate, who they can get under their control. And so it's a journey into the mind of these people and then into the minds of their minions, who never even get real power out of becoming evil and becoming scum. They destroy themselves, but they have the imagination that they are in command and that they are in control because they've joined with it. They believe they're living through it. And so they celebrate bad happening to people. And for those of us that aren't like that, it doesn't make sense. But then when you actually study the enemy, it really is all about hurting innocents. It really is all about sucking souls.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Anthrax and radio. You know, as negative as things are, we have come a long way. And we're living in an incredible time, and I just want to say thank God for Trump. The attacks, the demonization, the way they've gone after everybody that supports the president, I have experienced it. And I've been told by Democrats, just stop supporting Trump and accept Islam's takeover. And these are in off-record discussions. People say, well, why don't you expose it? We're a journalist, Kat. If something's off-record, if somebody isn't committing a crime, then it's off-record. Somebody says, this is off record. I got kids in a basement. I'm going to go, oh, okay, thanks. And I'm going to call 911. But I can tell the Rothkopf story, the head of the Kissinger group trying to hire me, because he said it all in front of John Harmon, the producer at the time, because we were on a three-way. And he said it all right there. It's like one time they had this Pentagon guy threatening me off air, too, and I could say it because, you know, he was there. Somebody could sue you if you don't have a witness to that type of stuff. And because it's so outrageous when people are doing it, you're like, whoa. But we're going to go to our next guest here. It's just staggering the will these people have for power, but they don't want to do any work. They don't even enjoy beauty. They just want the raw power. When that raw power isn't even fun, it's a responsibility. And we've come so far, because I was just looking at Alex Newman there on the TV screen about to go to him from the New American Magazine in this huge issue, special edition they just put out, dealing with the deep state. And they were writing about the deep state 40 years ago. I was writing about it 20 years ago, because that's what they call it in academic papers. The permanent state, the deep state, the shadow government, the COG. I mean, there's congressional hearings talking about the shadow government, but that's one aspect of the shadow government. Because you create a shadow government for nuclear war or other disaster, asteroid, you name it, that can then be used as the seed for the takeover of everything else. You can create a parallel government out of that, then start devolving and breaking down the old republic, transferring power to the new railway you've built and the train you built. Look at it as a train. And then use the final pieces of the old railway to melt it down and expand your new system. And that's the process that's happening. We're not just transferring our power to some Star Trek future where everybody's under UN control because we're all loving and everything's good. They're transferring it to a dictatorial, transhumanist, that's not your pop transhumanist, but exterminist program. And joining us is Alex Newman from the New American Magazine. And I've got here in my stack the big special edition dealing with globalism. And I've also dealing with deep state, pulling strings from behind the scenes. It's such a revolutionary thing. To just get this out in the open and just expose the entire thing. Because for those of us that know about this, it's kind of like old hat. But now it's CNBC. Oh, at the World Government Summit, we decided that humans will be obsolete. And we're going to just get rid of humans for the Earth. It's like, no big deal. That was last week, CNBC. So they've gone from trying to deny all this to just rolling it out. I wanted to get into that. And then the next segment, what does he think of Soros? Again, denying he wanted to take the web over, but was in the WikiLeaks and everything, to now, we will ban everyone who is nationalist and arrest them as well. I mean, I have a stack of news, him saying it now. So is this their weakness? Is it them knowing they've lost the intellectual debates? Now they're hiding it in plain view. What point have we reached with the whole shadow government, not just the deep state here or the COG, but how it ties into other international deep state groups? That's what globalism is governments transferring things into deep state, into shadow government, then transferring the power to the global government. That's what they're doing. But that's being interrupted because we're simply pointing out the elephant in the room, and the Svengali magician trick, Alex, doesn't work anymore of just saying it doesn't exist, shut up, racist, shut up, anti-Semite, shut up, you know, whatever BS they, you know, pull out of the air. So, again, Alex Newman of TheNewAmerican.com, thank you for joining us. What do you make of all this?
Alex, well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. And second of all, you know, you made some brilliant points here. And the fact that the deep state is now coming out into the open is indisputable. In fact, even the fake media's polls show that more than half of Americans recognize that we have a deep state and that it's operating behind the scenes and calling the shots in our government. And, you know, Robert Welch, the guy who founded the John Birch Society, which publishes The New American, actually said 50, 60 years ago when he was establishing this, that right now everything's hidden. But as we get closer to the end, these people are going to have to do the equivalent of running through the street like a naked person hollering and screaming. And I think we're getting in that phase now. And so this is the perfect opportunity for the American people to come together. They can't deny it anymore. So now they're coming out in the open. Now we have to understand what's going on so that we can put an end to it.
That's right. And how are they striking back as it gets exposed? I notice they're doing character assassination campaigns against everybody that's resisting them.
Yeah, you know, they've been doing that for 50, 60 years. Back in the 60s, they smeared the John Birch Society like it was going out of style. And they're doing that today. They do it with everybody who exposes the establishment. You mentioned some of the terms they use. They say that people are racist or they're anti-Semitic or they're kooks or, you know, they have all kinds of little words that they use. But, you know, this doesn't really work on people who have an IQ over, say, 60 or 70. I mean, this is what they're feeding to the masses who are still, you know, obsessed with what's on the fake news and what's on the television. But the American people are wising up. And I think that this is going to be a race against time. I think it's going to be very interesting. And I think you hit the nail on the head before you went to break, Alex. This has a spiritual component that cannot be denied. These people are absolutely involved with the dark side, if you will, with what Lucifer is up to. And that's what's happening here. And if we expose it and if we do the right thing, I think we have a real chance. You know, you mentioned Trump. You know, it's incredible. The entire fake media was exposed as marginalized with his election. Every fake media outlet was against him, and yet he still won. So I think we have an incredible opportunity here. The media has been marginalized. The truth is coming out. They're trying to censor the internet, but it's not going to work. And so we have a huge, huge chance here to set these people back decades, generations.
I was about to say, the overplaying and going, okay, there is a world government. Okay, we do plan to get rid of the human species as you know it. Okay, we are going to just shut you down and take your free speech. It's just incredible.
It is. And, you know, I think that might be their downfall. They have so much hubris. They have so much arrogance and audacity that they come out now and they tell us, hey, we're going to abolish all your freedoms. We're getting rid of nations. We're going to set up a global government. You know, the World Government Summit last week.
You can't have families. You can't have church. You don't say man. Don't write man or you'll get in trouble. Like what type of that's beyond any dystopian novel I ever read. I mean, these people are just unbelievable.
They are, and they're evil. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you said it. They are evil, and the mask is coming off now. You know, look at the World Government Summit last year. They met under the Arch of Baal. I mean, you know, anyone who's read their Bible knows that Baal is the, you know, demonic
you
false god.
You sacrifice children to.
Sacrifice. That's right. That's right. These people, and you know, you snuck into the Bohemian Grove. We spend a lot of time on the Bohemian Grove in this deep state special report. And you did the legwork here. You got in there and you filmed these people in front of a 40-foot stone owl doing a bizarre ritual, chanting, you know, cremation of care. You know, who does that, right? These are 2,500 of the most powerful men on the planet, and they're getting together, running around naked in the woods with hoods and burning what they claim was a child effigy. This is not what normal people do, and people are going to have to wake up here. This is a war between freedom, between what's right, between goodness, and these other people on the
other side. Let's be clear, the mascot of the World Government Summit, as you said, is Beelzebub. That's the translation of Baal. I mean, there is just no end to these people. Yeah, folks, Beelzebub, you heard it right. And Beelzebub wants to slowly torture you, dumb you down, suck your soul, and then throw you into a trash heap. Because, again, he wants to defile what God has made.
That's exactly right. And you know, they think that they're going to win. You know, they're coming out in the open. George H.W. Bush said in 1991, when we have this new world order, and we will be successful, credible United Nations is going to use its peacekeeping military forces to implement the vision of the UN's founders. Well, who are the UN's founders? You have Joseph Stalin on the Soviet side, one of the worst mass murderers in history. And then you have Alger Hiss, a communist.
Well, let's talk about that.
Side.
Yeah. See, gun control is all about victim disarmament. And that's what, you know, one thing me and Michael Savage were kind of arguing about there is that I get his point that there can be some limitations in the Second Amendment, but not in this climate.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
People ask me why I have so much energy, why I'm on air, why I did this. I read about authoritarian regimes. I studied them because they were so interesting. Just because I got into history when I was growing up. A lot like Alex Newman is a journalist and into history as well. And he has degrees in that. And it's the real world is really entertaining and interesting. So I got into it more as a historical voyeur. And then I saw the same parallels, and now we are facing a planetary government that's anti-human, run by inbred psychopaths, allied with communist China. And Alex Newman, there is a new big special report, big special issue, deep state, pulling the strings from behind the scenes, the New American Magazine, newamerican.com. You can print it off from online, but I suggest you buy the magazines in bulk. Because they sell them at cost. And this is some of the stuff that really helped wake me up. And I've not been in the John Birch Society. My dad gave some speeches for him and stuff back in the early 1960s because he was an anti-communist, obviously. And, you know, his dad had read The Naked Communist and The Naked Capitalist. I remember seeing that on their shelf when I was a little kid and reading it later. And it's all true. And without the John Birch Society, which has been so demonized and around, we wouldn't even have had a chance for Barry Goldwater and then some of the other people that weren't perfect but really carried the ball down the field against him. So, Alex, just in this segment, getting into the deep state, how it operates, where it is, what's happening to it right now, and just play-by-play researching this, what people need to know about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity, Alex. And so there's the deep state that people recognize, and now the establishment media is talking about. You have the intelligence agencies that have been engaged in false flags and gun running and drug trafficking and torture and mind control experiments and all the rest of it. You have the bureaucracies that are, you know, 98% anti-Trump. But then what's really important, I think, that people understand is the deep state behind the deep state. And here I talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, Skull and Bones, the secret society at Yale that Bush and Kerry were both members of. We talk about the Bohemian Grove, where, as we mentioned, they come together and they burn a child effigy, what they say is a child effigy in front of a 40-foot stone owl. And of course, the money men, right? We talk about George Soros and the Rothschilds, who actually helped finance George Soros. The Rockefellers. You have David Rockefeller admitting in his own autobiography that he's a conspirator conspiring against the best interests of his own country with a secret cabal for the purposes of creating a one world order. I mean, he admits this and he says he's proud of it. So at this point, they're out in the open now, and we have to understand what we're up against so that we can fight it. And of course, as you mentioned, there's a spiritual component. And if people miss that, they're missing the point, I think. So Ephesians 6:12 talks about spiritual forces and principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And that's really at the center of all this. And if we don't understand what we're dealing with, we're not going to be able to fight it. So that's why we put out this special report. I hope people will get a copy. We basically run through everything you need to know about the deep state and then how we can stop it. And so people can find that at thenewamerican.com. As you mentioned, you can get it for free online. You can print it out, or you can order a special issue in bulk and distribute it. Or you can even get, we now have it as an ebook if people want to get it that way.
But I tell you, people really love magazines, especially as print starts to go out. People like it more now than ever, because there used to be a glut of paper. Now there's a lot less. So at the barbershop, at the church, at the local library, that's what this is about. Buy books at InfoWars store. Read them and then pay it forward. Give it to somebody. Donate to the library. We're in an InfoWar, and every person you reach is a chain reaction. Like, you know, my dad's dad reading Cleon Skousen's book, first edition, you know, falling apart on the bookshelf, but my dad still has it. And then chain reaction, my dad and things he did, and then chain reaction. And little did I know that, you know, my mom's brother was reading similar stuff. And then, you know, he joined the army, and knew about it the whole time to fight it from within. And there's been a long shadow war going on for the Republic. And now we've pushed it out in the open and the enemy doesn't like it.
That's right. And, you mentioned so many important things. Everything we do has a ripple effect. You know, Roger Stone told us recently in an interview that Trump's father was a big supporter of the John Birch Society, a financier and a friend of Robert Welch, the founder. And I mean, clearly this has had a tremendous impact. And, you know, little things that you do, leaving a magazine at the dentist's office, somebody might pick that up and then that person might be elected to office and then that person might filibuster a bad bill. You have no idea the enormous impact.
Because they shovel their propaganda. That's like a rock slide. Your information is so, it's a key to get the rock slide out of the way. It's like a magic wand. A little bit of the truth crushes the lies. That's why they're so afraid of us.
That's right, Alex. You know, they have billions, trillions of dollars at their disposal. They have all the mainstream dying media. And yet the truth is so powerful that even without a lot of money, even without a lot of power like these globalists have, we can still get it out. I mean, that's why you're so huge, Alex. That's why the truth is so powerful, because people hear it and at first they fight it, but then they recognize, you know, it goes with something with their experience and they say, oh, my goodness. And after you wake up, you can't go back to sleep. Once you learn, you can't unlearn it. And so, you know, the power of the truth is tremendous. And I think that's our greatest asset in this battle. We have the truth on our side. They have to operate on lies.
It's really amazing. Like you said, Fred Trump, Roger Stone knew him real well, and also knew his lawyer, Roy Cohn, who was demonized by Hollywood, but was overall a really a good guy when it came to Stand for America. He was the Un-American Activities Committee lawyer for, obviously McCarthy. McCarthy, it turned out, was right about everything he was investigating, basically. The left now is what they claim McCarthy was, but that's who actually trained Trump. the head of McCarthy's committee, and then a big secret John Bircher, which wasn't totally secret. It's in the New York Times going back 30 years ago. You can read it and stuff, you know, Fred Trump's politics. But he was DL there in New York, but funding from behind the scenes, like we now know Trump's been doing for decades, hundreds of millions of dollars for anti-NAFTA and GATT ads, you name it, sometimes with his name not even on it, sometimes with his name on it. So Trump, that's why they're flipping out. They know what Trump really is.
That's right. And I think that is why they were freaking out during the election. And that's why they threw everything at him to destroy him. And I think we've seen that with every true patriot that stands up. We saw them try to demonize Ron Paul in that way. They called him anti-Semitic and racist and kooky. They try it with you. They try it with the John Birch Society. They try it with anybody who opposes their power. But now with Trump having overcome their whole machine, it no longer works. You know, you see them, they call everything racist now. They call black people racist now for disagreeing with their politics, and it doesn't work anymore. The American people saw through it. And so we have a historic opportunity. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive, guys. We have a chance to defeat this evil, to set it back generations if we do the right thing. And if we lose, which we can't lose, we are heading toward darkness, toward tyranny that I don't think we can imagine. So we must get active.
And stay with us. We've got Dr. Corsi popping in, but I want to get your take on the Russian bot thing. And it's worse than we thought, almost completely run by the Democrats, which Corsi first broke early last year in 2017. And I was like, Corsi, come on, really? Really, it's Soros through Russia to embarrass Trump, and it turns out that's exactly what it is. And when we say Soros, he's at the center of a whole bunch of corporations and combines, but he is at the center of all of it because he's the guy that is just willing to just dump unbelievable amounts of money into it. So we're going to come back with Alex Newman of the New American Magazine, thenewamerican.com. The war has just begun, but we're beginning to turn the tide. The enemy is moving against free humanity everywhere. We need your financial support. We sell amazing products at very, very low prices, but everybody needs water filtration, air filtration, books, videos. Shirt of the month is a collector's item. InfoWarsStore.com. We got a bunch of specials, 50% off, that have got to end. After the show today, I'm coming up with new specials. So these big, huge specials we've been running are about to end. 50% off on a whole bunch of our best sellers. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're getting Dr. Corsi lined up just to pop in with us, and Alex Newman of the New American Magazine, expert on the deep state, big new special issue out that he's been a big part of at the New American Magazine. We're going to be discussing that. World government's out in the open. It's the ultimate deep state, a big private secret global combine where traders in nation states set up taxes to the combines, transfer regulatory power to the combines, transfer the power to tax, the power to have a military, and then all of it is done with PR, it's a peacekeeping force, just like in Hunger Games, which is based on a very tongue-in-cheek look at that. So we're going to be talking to Corsi here in just a minute, because Corsi wrote the original articles early last year that it was really Soros and leftist groups that were pro-Hillary using Russia because they could get around campaign finance laws and also Chinese bots and others. And if you go back to the election at that time, it was admitted, but Corsi ferreted out the actual documents. And so now it's all coming out that 80%+ of the funding, if you just joined us, was of anti-Trump activities from that particular outfit. But so was right at about 80% of all the money was Democrat anyways. And that's the money we know about. Hillary had around $2 billion officially, another billion we know of, and then unknown money after that. Trump, $500 million. $500 million. Versus $3+ billion. And again, bots of every type. That's how you get around campaign laws. You go hire foreign groups to do stuff online. And Russia, you think of Russia as some monolithic thing. It's overrun by globalists. It's overrun by them. So we're going to discuss that with Alex Newman and with Dr. Corsi, just specifically how he broke with those articles. And he gave us some of the headlines from them last year. So people can check that out for yourself just to show how you get next year's news today. It's come out. Russian trolls retweeted MSNBC Joy's read more than any other pundit. Now, briefly, I have barely plugged today 2 minutes in the last 2.5 hours. And I don't want to belabor it. If you don't buy the products, we're not here. And these are products you really need. We go out and research the market, what's popular, what people want, what people like, what works. We then go to the top organic producers in the country. We got 4 different companies that make our products. We've got 60-something different supplements now. And we say, who makes the strongest turmeric product on the market? And they say, from the test, it's this one. But we only make what people ask us to make. We make this one. It's got 100 milligrams of curcumin in, but it's about 70%. This is a talk we had, concentrated curcumin in those milligrams. And they go, but the industry standard's about 3%. We went out and found 95% curcuminoid. That's just one ingredient in Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. And when I say ultimate, it is the most powerful concentrated that we can find. Somebody may have something stronger, but when I tell you it's the strongest we can find. It's also the most expensive for us. They're selling turmeric for $50-$60. It's 3% and got maybe 50 milligrams in it. A lot of the competition. Okay? So that's what all the products are like. Okay? My brain works like this. This melatonin's $19.95. It's 3 milligrams. How much does melatonin cost? Maybe 30, 40 cents for that dose. And the bottle costs 50 cents. I'm like, okay, well, is it? And I talk to the scientists, and we go to our guest and the developers, and I say, can we stick L-tryptophan with the melatonin, with the valerian root, with the lemon balm, with the, and they go, yeah, you can do all that. It's very safely. And how much will all that cost? It'll cost you $5. Nobody puts that much stuff in one of these. I'm putting $5 in it, and I'm going to sell it for $19.95. What whacked out world are you going to sit there and put 50 cents in something and sell it for $19.95? So I'm marking this stuff up, but I'm telling you, folks, it's crazy how the industry works. Now, there are some vitamin companies out there that are just as good as we are, and I got them on my shelf. I'm not plugging them because they're the competition, but I'm not saying overall we are the best, but we're right up there. And that's why they go and they test our stuff and they go, well, this is the top-rated vitamin B12, but Jones, this is Jones's, and it is pure vitamin B12, like he says. But this one's the best. And then it's the one we're private labeling. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsLife.com. You're going to get supplements that are amazing. You're going to get products that are incredible. And you're going to get products that help you and your family while standing against the globalist and knowing that they hate us so much, they want to destroy us so bad, they spend so much time coming after us and lying about us and trying to wreck our lives because we know who they are. And when you breathe life into us and you spread the articles, the videos, it changes the whole world. And I want to expand in their face because let me tell you something. If we shrink, they're going to lay it on even more. We've got to grow. We got to show them we're growing. And we got to get stronger. And by the way, we are. That which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger, to give you another Nietzsche quote. But it's because of you. It's because of you. So I salute you. I thank you. I appreciate you. And I just want to ask you to just remember us in your prayers and remember the products. And remember, these are great products for you and your family. And they're essential to fund the operation. It's a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And now going to Dr. Jerome Corsi here. And of course, Mr. Newman's riding the shotgun with us. Doc, I know you got a lot of new big stuff you want to break and big things you're working on, but you were the first to say, I have it from the White House, Alex. I can't do your good imitation of you, but this is going on, and it's liberal bots over there to hide from campaign finance, and it's all going to come out that almost all of it was anti-Trump. The Russian groups are funding the pro-Hillary marches. They're funding the anti-Trump marches. And I remember going, Corsi, okay, White House source. I know you're not lying, but give me a break. And you wouldn't even give me the source. I mean, you've got quite a few still up there. We need to not get into any ideas. People figure it out. It's totally true now. It's come out in the indictment. Everything you said, you can point people towards the articles you wrote last year if you can. I know it was a bunch of them. Wow. Tell us now briefly, we're going to go to break and come back, about how you knew. And I know you tried to tell people on air, and I didn't think you were wrong. It was just so unbelievable that they would still go with this fake narrative when they knew it was them. But it's been proven right, and now they just hope we just move on and don't look at it.
Well, it was remarkable because I had top information and top statistics showing that the Soros was paying these Russian bots and was flooding with, you know, anti-Trump, basically trying to defeat Trump, and continued it all the way through. I mean, this has been a continuing effort. Even through the net neutrality debate, when Soros was trying to keep net neutrality, basically internet censorship rules, again, Russian bots were being used extensively by Soros funded to swamp the FCC. These groups were essentially bought and paid for by Soros. And what I had was I had data that tracked where the bot-generated IP addresses were coming from that were flooding websites like Twitter and Facebook and others, you know, with essentially anti-Trump material. And it continued all the way through this net neutrality debate. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't continuing now. I had data going back 2 years ago that Soros, maybe longer, that Soros was funding Russian bots to try to get various people like Glenn Beck, Lou Dobbs off the air. I'm sure they funded it even against me. And it's clear from the data I had of the IP addresses, which I published. It was obviously clear, and people wouldn't believe it at the time, Alex.
I couldn't believe it. I knew they were making it all up, but then to have them be the ones that were actually doing it, it's just, they're so bold. Well, we'll be right back with Alex Newman, Dr. Corsi, and more. And then now the next shoe to drop, Soros is publicly saying, shut down Drudge, by name, shut down Drudge. And people go, oh, good, we'll get bigger. They'll get us next. And if we're building up how epic things are, it is. Their world government's been openly announced. The permanent deep state's out in the open. Trump is just devastating the globalist. We're waking people up. You're waking people up. Alex Newman's with us. We've got Dr. Corsi. I hope they'll ride a little bit with me into the fourth hour I'm going to be hosting today. But I don't see how they get this authoritarianism through now that it's been exposed. Even if they kill Trump or shut us down, what they're doing is so villainous, Dr. Corsi, and Alex Newman, jump anytime you want, that I don't see how they put Humpty Dumpty back together again. They can go on for a while, but historically, there's just no way for them to be successful.
Right, Alex. This is, I think, the beginning of a Trump counterattack, and it's Donald Trump has gotten it started so effectively. I think it would continue with or without Donald Trump, although I think Donald Trump is probably the most brilliant politician I've ever seen to carry this off, exposing the deep state. But it's going to start, I think, with this General Flynn conviction or this pleading guilty to lying.
Yeah, the judges recuse themselves. It's all admittedly illegal. The word is they may have to drop the case.
I think so. And also, you've got crooked prosecutors and the judge is on to it because the judge has demanded under this Brady rule the exculpatory evidence.
That's the new judge.
Given over to the defense. The new judge. This is a judge appointed by George W. Bush. His name is Marshall. He's a very good judge. And he's really on to the idea that the FBI agent that supposedly Flynn lied to was this guy, Peter Strozek, who was, you know, anti-Trump, determined to get Trump you know, out of office, keep Trump out of office. And by lying to Strozek, it's not credible because Strozek was also modifying.
Sure, so the whole thing's disintegrating and the media tries to ignore it. But the whole indictment is about Russians protesting Trump and putting on Michael Moore events in New York. I mean, how do they get away with this, Alex Newman?
You know, their propaganda is now starting to fail. The fake media continues to blabber about this as if it were a real scandal. You know, I'm starting to wonder if they're going to run out of tinfoil pretty soon here with all their conspiracy theories about Trump and Russia. But I think Trump has played this in a way where it's really going to blow up in their face. You know, if the Mike Flynn indictment comes apart, I think people are going to go back and look at everything that has been said. And I think the wheels are coming off the bandwagon. You know, Humpty Dumpty, great metaphor. They're not going to be able to get the toothpaste back in the tube at this point. And you're right. No matter what they do, if they start censoring the internet, if they kill the president, God forbid, too many people know now. This information is out. People are not going back to sleep. And, you know, this stuff with the FBI, this is just scratching the surface. And so we go over some of that in our Deep State Special Report. The FBI and some of these politicized leading bureaucrats, including at the CIA and the NSA and other places, you know, they're part of the deep state, but they're also connected to the deep state behind the deep state that I think we need to look at as well, the Bilderberg group. You know, if you look at Michael Hayden, who ran the CIA and the NSA, this guy's a Bilderberg attendee. He's a Council on Foreign Relations member. He brags. You can see the video of him on YouTube bragging that they kill people based on their metadata. I mean, this stuff is not going away. These people need to be indicted. And so hopefully Trump will clean house here. The FBI will be turned into a legitimate law enforcement agency again, and we can start prosecuting some of these criminals who are conspiring against the president of the United States. You know, this NSA guy who said that, the war in the intelligence community is going to a new level and we're going to take down Trump. He's going to die in jail. We need to find out who all these people were that were conspiring against the elected president of the United States. And we need to have real.
Well, that's the next thing. The left is saying kill NRA members. They're buying billboards. You've got all these CIA people saying the deep state's going to kill Trump. They're all going to die in prison. That is organized, serious individuals saying that. If a regular person says that, they should get in trouble or go to jail or at least get interrogated. When you've got people that have their pencil pushers like Mudd, but he would order the people to go out and kill people, CIA kill teams. When a guy that's ordered CIA kill teams around is saying we're going to kill the president, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd expect in America, you know, I'm point blank, man. People used to do that. They'd have a canoe accident 2 days later. You can't do that kind of stuff. And I'm not saying go after Phil Mudd. I'm saying used to, you'd be dead doing that. So that means they think they're going to be able to make a real move on the president and on this country. Dr. Corsi, what do you say?
Well, I think Trump has already turned the tide. I mean, this executive order that Donald Trump signed on December 21st, in which he declared we're in a national emergency situation, and the Treasury can confiscate right now the assets of anybody involved in serious human trafficking or corruption. Well, Soros put something like $87 billion into his foundation. Eric Schmidt resigned from Alphabet the next day and kind of went into hiding. He's going to surface as a teacher at MIT. I mean, these, I think, are... The deep state is aware that Donald Trump's going to come after their assets.
And Michael Savage said this last hour. He said he thinks the day is coming when these globalists jump on their airplanes and hightail it. And I think it's the day that we start. I agree that Trump's on the offense now, but how long can he wait till he really goes after these people? I mean, when they've got CIA kill team leaders on TV saying we're going to kill the president, I mean, I'd expect a SWAT team to kick down his door that night.
Well, my intelligence was that there was a attempt made on the president even within the last week, and military intelligence is taking a greater effort in protecting the president right now than ever before. In fact, this latest...
Wait, that's a huge bombshell. See, I got you on about how you broke all the news in dozens of articles about how it was really leftist funding bot farms to then attack and running demonstrations. And I said, you said, I can't get into all of this White House source. And then now that's confirmed. You're saying there was an attempt in the last week on the president.
Yes, it was a serious attempt on the president in the last week, and military intelligence was the one who found out about it and brought the data over to the Secret Service, and they were able to very quietly and quickly apprehend the person. This has, again, been not very widely publicized. I'm not sure anybody knows about it, but it was I've got it confirmed and had it confirmed through intelligence sources that the military is now, military intelligence, specifically Army, has been much more involved on a daily basis with protect codes and other efforts to make sure that the security.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about this at six after, because I want to think about what I want to say here and how much I want to get into on all this for a lot of reasons. But we'll talk about it once we come back in the next hour. Finishing up, though, gentlemen, Alex Newman and Dr. Corsi both. What's their next move? I mean, they say they're going to try to kill the president. That's it. We'll talk about it more next hour. But what else are they going to do? Clearly, they're trying to kick off some type of civil war as well.
Yeah, and I think there's a risk, too, that they could come after the economy. You know, the soaring stock market, people getting bigger paychecks now after the tax cut. We know, you know, Alex, I know you know, and Dr. Corsi, I know you know as well. The globalists have massive economic resources at their disposal. They own the central banks, and the central banks right now are massive players in the stock market. All they would have to do is start selling off some of the stocks that they own, and they could cause a cratering in prices. So I think we need to be very careful that the globalists do not succeed in crashing the economy and blaming Donald Trump, blaming conservative policies, blaming the tax cut. I think they've thought about doing this for a long time, and I think they wouldn't hesitate to do it if they thought that they could succeed. So we need to be on guard, and we need to make sure the American people understand what's going on here.
Well, I'm not a precipitous person and a violent person. I'm just saying the type of behavior we're seeing, they need bloody noses to stop it so that it doesn't escalate. And so, A, do you agree? B, how does the president inflict bloody noses?
Special prosecutor at this point would be brilliant. You know, Trump ought to put a special prosecutor in to investigate all of these conspiracies against him, the deep state, the corrupt FBI, and all the rest of it, the FISA court. And go ahead, Dr. Corsi. I'm sure you have awesome ideas as well.
No, that's a very good suggestion. And I think Senator Grassley's already, with Senator Graham, proposed a special prosecutor. Very quietly, the White House press, when President Trump was in Ohio recently, he used the word traitor, referring to the Democrats and the deep state.
And they are.
And White House counsel on that airplane returning to the White House confirmed that it was White House press secretary, deputy press secretary, that White House counsel has approved the appointment of a special counselor once the Department of Justice recommends it. So the White House has already given a green light to another special prosecutor. It's just a matter of time, I think, until it's actually done.
That's right. And my issue is I don't want to get into too much of what's going on with the president's security, even though I've known since the campaign, just from sources, what was going on with it. But I'm obviously the globalists know this. They've tried to have it removed. The Secret Service, and I'm not saying they're all bad, but they've tried to have it removed because they're territorial. But yeah, it's been the military protecting Trump all along. And, of course, that's come out in The Intercept with Eric Prince and things. But I can confirm that. And I have really bombshell information that obviously the globalists, I'm pretty sure, know. I almost want to put it out to demoralize them, though. But I don't want to damage the presidency or help them. That's a very complex issue since you guys brought this up. And, Corsi, I know about the stuff you're talking about. So let's come back in the next hour. But I want to finish up briefly on what the deep state's doing now that it's been exposed. Back in 70 seconds. Stay with us. Newswars.com. Spread that link. They're doing everything they can to try to block our transmission. Newswars.com.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your skin.
Everybody knows you get tomorrow's news today here.
Show us
and by the way, it's not that hard to get tomorrow's news today if you actually research. So I'm not saying we're even that special. They're just a bunch of cowards out there, people that parrot stuff and follow whatever mainstream says. And they've kept everybody in this artificial echo chamber so long, but now that people understand kind of like THX-1138, they're down in a subterranean area, as soon as they figure out there's a surface, there's nothing you can do. The genie's out of the bottle, the horse has already got out of the barn, they're not coming back. So what does globalism do now, Alex Newman? Final segment with you, we're going to come back with Dr. Corsi for at least 30 more minutes. As an expert on globalism, as a journalist, as a New American magazine writer on this excellent special issue on deep state, now that deep state's out in the open and suffering such huge losses globally, all these shadow corporate groups, all these monopolists, what are they going to do next?
You know, I think they're out of weapons in their arsenal, Alex. They've used everything they had. They blew all their firepower trying to stop Trump and trying to derail you and the John Birch Society, all the patriots, and they have nothing left now. So I suspect they'll keep doing what they've been doing. They'll keep trying to demonize people. They'll say that anyone who talks about the deep state is kooky or racist or anti-Semitic, even though more than half of Americans now recognize it exists. They may come out with extreme ideas like trying to crash the economy or injure the president or even kill the president, as Roger Stone explained it last month. So, you know, we are in a dangerous area. When you corner a dangerous animal, it becomes even more dangerous because it recognizes that it's either, you know, fight or die. So we are in a very, very dangerous situation. But I think we're also in an amazing situation in that millions of Americans have now woken up. There's no chance they're going to go back to sleep. And no matter what the deep state, no matter what the globalist establishment does at this point, they're out of options. So, you know, I think their best strategy would be to lay low and say, oh, you know, you guys are just imagining stuff. We never did anything wrong. Here's all the money, by the way. But, you know, I don't think they'll do that. I think they'll keep fighting until the end. And so we need to keep exposing them and keep fighting back.
Because globalists are obsessed with dominating the West. Dr. Corsi, how do you see this issue? Because I don't want to be overconfident. I know we're starting to win because humanity's awakening, but I just feel in my gut we've got to be really watchful right now. I can just feel the evil.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons I'm emphasizing and kind of trying to bring public the degree to which the military has been increasingly involved, not only in advising, but protecting President Trump. People are going to realize with this executive order that Donald Trump signed on December 21st, we are in a state of emergency. It's been declared. Now, it has not been made a big deal of. It was buried inside the executive order. You had to read it where it came across and said, for these reasons, I hereby declare we are in a state of national emergency. That gives the president exceptional powers. It enables the president to begin activating the military, to begin taking exceptional powers, even convening military tribunals, having martial law declared if necessary.
And let's come back from breaking it into this, because this is such a big topic and it ties into COG and the plans to assassinate the president and all of it. This is not, people go, Alex, this is what you warned of. No, if the globalists might use this against us, we're now in a fight for the very country. We are in an emergency. This is what the president should be doing. We are in an emergency with these foreign globalists running rampant, engaged in crimes at every level. We have them. We are in an emergency. This is exactly what the president should be doing. Correct, doctor?
Absolutely, 100%. And ultimately, Donald Trump knows that the end game here is that the charges that are going to be brought ultimately against Hillary and Barack Obama involve sedition and treason. And these are Donald Trump has no intent of letting go of this until those two are brought to justice.
And he's confident and competent because everything his dad taught him, everything he learned has now been echoed by the patriots and the government and the people. And he knows he's with us, lined up. As long as we stick with Trump, we're going over the top. We're going to crush the enemy. We'll be right back. Thank you, Alex Newman. More with Dr. Corsi straight ahead. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and TheNewAmerican.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, this way to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
We're in a death battle. The globalists want to dominate the United States. They want to use it as an engine of world evil. But it is now slipping away from them back into the hands of the people. Does that mean we're perfect? There's some utopia? No, but we want our nation. We want free market. We believe in the very progressive, in a good sense, ideals of America, not the cancerous progression of globalism, collectivism, communism, Sorosism, and other unsundry diseases. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. He talks about the executive order that President Trump put into place a few months ago, we'll put on screen, that puts the country under a civil emergency. We'll put that document we had earlier back on screen, please. That's at whitehouse.gov, executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Then you can control F and you can search emergency for anybody that wants to read it. And the country under U.S. code, under U.S. law, is put into an emergency. Now, the globalists have done this, let the Federal Reserve and the U.N. and things run things since about the late 60s. And it was all done under universal disarmament. And it was all done by the academics. The presidents didn't even really understand it. They were told, sir, it's just a U.N. peace proclamation, no big deal. But under that framework, they started building the world government. Now Trump is using, we'll put that back on screen, please. I want to read that quote. Thank you. Now Trump is using the very systems they put in place of executive edict to blow up TPP, to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, you name it. So there it is. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world constitute an unusual, extraordinary threat to the national security. That's the foreign globalists are attacking us. And foreign policy and economy of the United States. So he's saying, these global organized crime groups, the child trafficking, New World Order globalists, are doing this. And so I am saying it's a crisis. It is for the United States. And we are doing everything we can now to change that and to bring the republic back into the control of the American people, as he promised to do in the inauguration. Going back to the executive order, please. And it says, I therefore determine that serious human rights abuses and corruption around the world constitute an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. And I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. Now, let's stop right there. They have been really getting scared since this happened. They claim they rolled over to him at Davos, said he's the most wonderful guy ever. They love him. Prosperity's great. They're going to get behind America. But that's rhetoric. In actions, they got even crazier, trying to shut us down, taking control of the republic. And yes, that means all the globalist tentacles. Yes, it means the U.S. just took control of the planet. They were setting it up to take us down. You could say it was a setup from the beginning. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I can see the architecture of it. But Trump's actually not even using that power now. He's actually dynamiting it and making deals with people like you do in a two-way street, being pragmatic and moral and just and decent. Doesn't mean he's a shrinking violent. Doesn't mean he's a wimp. It just means he understands the real mojo of actually straight shooting. Now, the Clintons and their trafficking, all of it is being devastated by this. The Saudi Arabians have been cut off, everything. I was told very early on by our sources that before he was the nominee, he had Eric Prince and those groups watching and running their own counterintelligence operations. I was told that, never announced it on air. I made mentions that, you know, he had some former military people protecting him. Then it came out in the news, so I was ready to talk about it. But it's not just Eric Prince and all that. If you get in all the details, top generals basically told Flynn, if you'll take the assignment, the other ones wouldn't do it. They said, who will draw the short straw and go in here to do this? The globalists are allied with the Islamists. They're allied with Saudi Arabia. We're being totally overrun. We're being set up to be collapsed. Hillary's going to shut down the free press. They mean to target the veterans. They mean to bankrupt everything. This is horrible for business. This is not done as some goody two-shoes thing. Like this is a horrible thing. Globalism's even worse than we thought. We've got to take control of the country. The people are ready. The numbers show it. They had all the real algorithms from Google, Facebook, everywhere showing, you know, Trump was going to be super popular if he ran. Trump got drafted. He talked about this already by people that said they were going to back him, patriots in the government. So I'm giving you some background here. Trump then runs. He's a stalwart. He stands up in the face of it all. He wins. Even though Hillary did steal 5 to 6 states, Trump won by a landslide. He still got it over the top, squeaked by. And now they're in total panic mode because of all the crimes they've committed. Because the point of putting Trump in was to shut all that down and to not bring in lobbyists and to actually restore the republic and have open bidding processes and do what made the country great. That's why they're crapping their britches, because all their corruption is getting cut off. Their money's getting cut off. Okay? And so we've now entered this area, and you've got reportedly a lot of attempts on the president, very serious ones. They've got people wound up inside. They've got all sorts of things going on to try to kill the president. They're attacking his family viciously. They're going after all his renters, all his owners, all the people that own condos in his buildings, all of his golf course memberships. I mean, the harassment I have enjoyed has been spectacular. But reportedly, it is done ultra massively just to average people that are anywhere connected to Trump to create a huge feedback loop against him. Now, Dr. Corsi started getting into recent attempts, but I just want the globalists to know this. before Trump was even elected, he knew and was advised this would happen. And there are plans already in place if he is decapitated. Trump sees himself very fatalistically as a sacrificial lamb, and will be, it will be the detonator that within minutes of the president being killed, the switches are thrown and the entire globalist operation goes from trying to fix things peacefully and trying to bring the republic back and trying to let you guys take your stolen money and just go for the better of everybody so there's not a big war. But if you do that or you move against the people or anything else, the switches are already in place. And this isn't a bluff. Everybody knows I don't bluff. Everybody knows I don't just run my mouth. That is the plan right now. That everybody that's been wanting to get their bloody war and wanting to, you know, get their, make their bones and everything. I get Phil Mudd never killed anybody. He wants to make his bones. And I mean, I understand all that. Okay. The point is that's what this is all about. And these are globalists. These are American haters. They want to make their bones on the American people. They want, existentially, they've been robbing us, ripping us off, screwing us over. Weak-minded criminals always demonize their prey to make them feel good about what they're doing, unless they're a total psychopath. And a lot of these globalists aren't psychopaths. They're just control freaks. They're weak. They want power. They lie to themselves. So a lot of them are psychopaths, but a lot of the mid-level and others are just mercenaries or cowards. And so they hate America because they need to when they do all this bad stuff. They need to have that excuse that there's a mission. So their operating system is this whole leftist ideology of garbage. When we come back and give them Corsi the floor for two segments, I mean, I may just walk out here so I can listen to him and hear what he has to say. But everybody, I think at this point, I really thought about it the last few weeks, and I kind of, Corsi kind of forced my hand when he brought this up separately. We haven't discussed this. We don't even discuss this type of stuff. And with his sources and our sources, his are even better than mine, right there at the White House. And they were just like, Corsi, you don't need to make the big attention being in the briefing room. We'll just give you all the info. And so that's what's going on. They're so pissed about it. They can't stand it. So you're getting stuff directly from the real patriots that are still in the White House that know what's going on, that know what's happening. And people just need to know that all these globalists have to ask themselves, do you want Trump and America bad enough, because you'll never make it out of your bunker like Hitler? You are not going to make it out of this. And listen, I'm not afraid of dying, and either of the rest of us, okay, that are patriots. We're afraid of being cowardly scum like you. We're afraid of being bloated ticks and demonic child molesters. We don't, you understand? You're over here, globalists. We want to be over here. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we love God. You understand? We're not afraid of you. We're afraid of being like you. We're afraid of you living over us and running our lives and pissing on our faces. So understand, you want to fight? I don't know how this is going to end. Just like I told you a long time ago, you want to fight? You better believe you got one. So fill your hand. Because at the end of this, when the smoke settles, you know where you're going. You're going straight into the ash heap of history. Because you're a bunch of damn losers. You globalists need to run up your white flags and get your ass out of town right now. I guarantee you, you're going to get it handed to you big time. You want to go down this road? We wrote this road. We'll be back.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Because you can't back down.
Gonna stand.
Then things just get 100 times worse. There is no backing down. That's the big lie, folks. You cannot back down. You think you back down, you just get overrun.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my.
All right, Dr. Corsi, you just heard me break down the way I see things, the way I understand things, and the will of the patriots in this country. And I know behind the scenes, a lot of people from the deep state who knew what was really going on, understood that globalism was really evil and really bad and that we were about to truly go into it. There were a lot of people when they learned what Hillary was up to, what Obama wanted to do, how he really did back the Muslim Brotherhood, how they really were planning to end free speech in America when Hillary got in. They forced the patriots in government and in the private sector to move against the New World Order. We forced them out in the open. We've hurt them badly. They don't know how to give up. They don't know how to quit. We've given them quarter. They don't want quarter. I say, and by saying this, I make myself their biggest enemy other than Trump. They're not giving us quarter. Let's ram speed. Let's go. Let's just go. And I'm not that old. I'm not that smart. I just know it's dangerous. I understand the nuanced way to crush them and choke them like a big boa constrictor. And I'd like to go that direction. We kind of just forget them, crush them, and leave them behind. They're not going to let us do that. They know we're crushing them. They know we're wrapped all around them, okay? That's my educated view on this. What is yours, Dr. Corsi? Let's get into your intel on an attempt on the president's life in the last week, a plot discovered, and yes, the fact that the military, particularly the Army, as you said, is encamped around Trump and has been since he took the mission.
Well, and I want to explore one other part of this, and that is that since Trump signed that executive order, there's military intelligence has superiority over all the other forms of intelligence. It is the preeminent form of intelligence. There's a Supreme Court decision, Reynolds v. U.S. in the 50s, that established military intelligence has ascendancy and superiority, ability to rule the game over all the alphabet intelligence agencies, CIA and all the rest of them. Now, since Trump signed that executive order, military intelligence, a group of military intelligence that works 100% of the time with NSA. So they're familiar with all of the domestic intelligence, which the CIA is not supposed to access. Probably CIA, of course, violates that at will, but the NSA and the military intelligence work together. So now that that is signed, Trump has access. He sees everything. He hears everything that these traitors have been doing, including going back and getting all the data on them, going through the election. Trump is now privy, as is military intelligence, with the exact nature of the plots that were being formed back when Hillary started funding Fusion GPS. Eric Schmidt, who funded Crowdsource, trying to prove the Russian collusion meme, that theme on the attack on Democratic National Committee's computers. All of that. Trump has got the entire scope of this. Now, he's going to lay out the predicate of this very
carefully.
And that's
how they were able to tell you a year ago that 80% of the bots were Soros stuff in Russia. You even named the group. And I mean, you broke it all. It's crazy.
Well, and by the way, the press room at the White House, there's no real news going on in the press room. It's an act-up hour. The White House acknowledges that press is so far in the bag for Hillary, so far over on the side of the globalists, that it's hardly worth dealing with at all. I wouldn't be surprised in the next 6 months that press room isn't closed down. Now, the point is that with the intelligence that Trump has and what he now has disseminated, you're seeing the predicate of what's going to be massive prosecutions already developed. It started with the Nunes memo, which was the game changer, when we realized that the Fusion GPS lying dossier was used to get the FISA court approval for electronic surveillance. It's extended. Grassley wrote a very detailed version of Nunes' memo, which called out names, dates. Neither of these have even been answered by the Democrats. The Democrats have not been able to put together a response to any of this because the American public is now coming to understand that Hillary got opposition research, went to get a British guy, this guy Steele, who fabricated
Our audience understands that. I'm listening. I want to get into the attempts. We'll get to this next segment. The attempts on the president's life. We know a lot of these are going on, but you're saying intel the last week, because this is newsworthy. I know you've got great sources. Tell us specifics.
I can tell you some of the specifics, but I'll
just tell us everything you can tell us.
It got reported that what was reported was that a gun was found in one of the drivers from the press that was going to be in the motorcade with President Trump. And they reported that a weapon was found and that the person who had the weapon was apprehended. That's all that was reported. What I've learned since then was that it was a military intercept that basically provided that information to the Secret Service, and the full nature of what was behind all of that has now been explored and dealt with. That's really about all I want to say about that. But that confirmed to me that the military intelligence is now actively working to monitor all communications and to determine threats to the president at a capacity.
And to be clear, the enemy knows how this works. One way to do it is you're not spying on people in real time. Everyone that's associated in connection with the president is with this grid is being watched. And when the tripwire hits that they have connected up the chain to the conspirators, then that activates and then a human looks at what's actually being done.
Well, and in some ways it's deeper than that. It's almost that the military intelligence together with the NSA have, and you've got to remember the real hero in a lot of this was Admiral Rogers at the NSA. He's the one who came over and told Trump during the transition.
November 17th, about the whole thing.
And so the NSA now has really thrown open all the switches and is working directly with military intelligence and the White House. And what they're doing is providing the information systematically to Congress so it can be disseminated to the American people.
And by the way, Dr. William Binney, the former head of technical at the NSA, he's hinted that his Pompeo meetings and others, there's obviously been more connections, is going back to his original program that actually works, that doesn't spy on everybody, but targets certain things. And the word is, similar type things have now actually been put into place, not dragnets, but targeted stuff.
And very effectively targeted stuff. So that it's going to be, Donald Trump is going to be monitored and protected at a level that no previous president has ever been protected at. And the military have determined that the end game here is going to involve military tribunals. You can't try Hillary or Obama or any of the top people in a civil court, a U.S. district court, where the judge is likely in the bag and the jury is so far to the left. That you'd get an O.J. Simpson acquittal and an O.J. Simpson joke trial.
You know, I've heard this, they are seriously talking about, obviously, just like Hitler and Nuremberg, military tribunals because it'd be too dangerous and you couldn't have a regular trial.
Gitmo's been refurbished. Gitmo's been thoroughly refurbished. It's in the process of being prepared for a new group of prisoners. The president has reviewed the executive orders, which allow him to put U.S. citizens in Gitmo, not limited to foreign combatants.
And well, Hillary is a foreign combatant, but this is extremely dangerous. We'll be right back on the other side with Dr. Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
We have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
The globalists have been on a mission to overthrow the U.S. government. And all they do is invert reality. They call us anti-government. We're here to restore the U.S. government. And that's what's happening right now. It's not like they had some loving world government that everybody opted into that was trying to help people. You could debate whether we should be part of that or not. But no. Just like a country has states. So if one gets too corrupt or too out of control or you don't like what it's doing, you move to another. The world should be like that. But this world government is incredibly corrupt and out of control and is cancer. And Dr. Jerome Corsi was getting into the facts that an executive order has been in place dealing with globalists attacking the U.S., declaring a civil emergency to take their assets of the foreign nationals and banks. And you've seen like dominoes that globalists rolling over publicly, but intensifying their actual operations against Trump and America. So it sounds wild. It sounds crazy to say, oh, you know, you're getting ready to arrest all these people. The people that Trump's talking about going after, and this is really going on, are the ones saying kill the president, arrest everybody, get rid of free speech, cause race wars. The documents came out a month ago. Soros' son, it confirmed real documents. Wanting to cause a race war in 2015. Obama and everybody was already trying this and announcing the UN would be over our police departments. So it forced patriots' hands because the wild authoritarianism of the left and the globalist was so real that it made people do all this. We're not the radicals doing all this. we look radical countering them because they're radical. As Barry Goldwater said, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. So speak to that, Dr. Corsi. I'm going to give you the floor for the rest of this segment and where this is going and why the globalists act like they roll over at Davos but intensify their operations. What's the lay of the land right now? What do you expect to happen next? What are your sources telling you so we get next year's news today?
Well, first of all, Alex, I want to confirm something that you said earlier on a broadcast, namely that I was asked at very high levels to get involved with monitoring this QAnon intelligence source. And I've now been able to identify who Q is. I think I've got a very good idea how the Q group is put together and operates, and confirm that it's operating at a very high level in direct conjunction with President Trump. I'm not going to disclose who the group is, probably never. But the point is that, and Donald Trump doesn't need me. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. He doesn't need me to tell him what to do or not, and I'm not advising him. My role is to take what QAnon has been doing and other intelligence sources and make it available to a wider range of the American people who are not used to dealing with intelligence information. It needs to be decoded. It needs to be interpreted.
That's our mission, is take this complex info to the people to then mobilize them.
And I've been assisted in this also. It's word out. I couldn't have done it without being affiliated with you, Alex, and with this program. It's been a real honor. I've also been assisted by this group Calm Before the Storm, which is at CBTS_stream. I've been working with them on decodes that we've been posting here on InfoWars. I've been posting on my YouTube channel. We've been doing it almost daily. And there's a whole record of these decodes, which are available on InfoWars and are archived. And also my YouTube channel. What we're doing is we're trying to get the American people to understand that we are in a state of emergency. It's been declared by the president. The U.S. military is taking a larger exceptional role. I mean, 3 years ago, I was told by a very high group in the military that during Obama's administration, that a coup had been very seriously discussed and was actually in the planning, a military coup to take over the government.
And for those that don't know, can you confirm that a lot of people actually got counter-hit by, a bunch of people got killed, or even discussing it by Obama's people?
They meant or retired or drilled out of the military, but they decided to stand down at the end last minute, and they were a part of the group that really did ask Trump to run for president, and that group is still behind Donald Trump, but now they're going to reestablish the Constitution through legitimate means, and they're going to take constitutional steps to restore the republic. Now, the predicate's being laid. If you begin to watch, you know, if you couldn't come out and just basically say we're going to charge Hillary and Obama with treason. But as
you had to trick them to accuse, you had to trick them to accuse Trump of it.
Well, they certainly did that. And then also with the information that is being released and how it's being released, Donald Trump's able to get the American people conditioned to what's going on. This last prosecution of 13 Russian trolls who had about as much impact on the election as a drop of water in the ocean. And what's coming, what we've reported here on InfoWars, the information that the Department of Homeland Security continued the voting study and will be releasing shortly, there was massive election fraud, including several million illegals who voted, legally cast ballots destroyed, Democratic Party massive voter fraud. These begin to get in the American people's public the idea of how deep and how dangerous was the attempt to destroy the Constitution. The pieces are going to start fitting together. And this has to happen this way because the American people have to be prepared for what the storm we're going to go through when these charges are actually brought and the arrests are made. And they're going to be extensive. Now, I've confirmed and I'm comfortable that Jeff Sessions, even though President Trump would like him to move a little quicker, Pompeo, these are people who are working directly with Donald Trump, and the plans are being laid very carefully in the background. You'll see that, the next few weeks, the counterattack has started. Mueller Mueller might as well. I think Mueller should close up his shop pretty soon, because if he doesn't, and he may yet be under investigation himself.
I was about to say, we'll do the last segment as you get more time, because this is so critical. I kept hearing from a bunch of people that Mueller had actually rolled over and stuff. I didn't believe it, but now his indictment comes out and admits it was all anti-Trump stuff and everything. It's crazy.
Well, Mueller's going to have a choice. He's either going to be able to roll over and face the minimal charges for having suppressed the information on Uranium One, or he's going to go down with the ship. And he's got his choice, because the way he organized this special prosecutor team was initially he thought he'd hit the mother load and he was going to make a big score. What he found out is, you know, collusion with Russia is not even a crime. And there's no evidence that Donald Trump colluded with anybody Russian. The whole idea was silly and pathetic. And his only charges are against General Flynn and this other lawyer for lying to the FBI. This is about to fall apart because Mueller made the mistake of bringing this guy, Andrew Weissman, in his team, who is about as crooked a prosecutor as you can get.
Here, he's been caught breaking all the rules, committing crimes reportedly. We're going to go to break, come back, and give you more time. This is so critical. But let me ask you this question. Because they act like we're attacking the FBI or the government to say there's corruption. Word is like 80% of the FBI, I hear, is actually awake and doesn't like this. They tried to put some leftists in, but this claim that everybody is attacking the FBI. No, we're trying to get the criminals at the top out of the FBI. They're the ones discrediting the FBI.
We want to restore the FBI to its original mission, as well as the Department of Justice. And that is justice, which is the blind figure with the scales. What you had under Obama and Hillary was a politicalization and a weaponization of all these agencies and the IRS, which was an attempted coup by Hillary. It was actually treason and sedition that was planned in order to steal the election.
Oh, they've been totally caught. It's blown up in their face massively. So let's look at the breaks. Let's look at the different ways this can go. Like, what happens if they do kill Trump? Because let me tell you, they're winding up mental patients and people around him everywhere. They're trying to get somebody to do it. They want to kill him.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
16, 17 years ago, 20 years ago, 23 years ago on air. It's been that long now, 23 years coming up next month. No, it'll be 23 years in April, 2 months from now. I remember getting on air and saying, did that sound too extreme? Even though I'd be covering some real article about human-animal chimeras or whatever, I would still say, does this sound too insane? And now I look back and I think, no, we were pretty much dead on. And I just see how God's giving the people a choice about whether they want to live under world government and want to live in this system of evil, or whether they want to try to change and be better people. And one of our biggest problems is good men and women who are basically good people aren't perfect, so they don't want to be leaders or want to be out front because they feel like it's arrogant. It's not arrogant. It's called survival, and I need you to get more active. And I know most of you are more active than I probably am. I'm talking to people who know they need to do more who aren't doing more. Because let me tell you something. I'm listening to Corsi say all this, and I know the behind-the-scenes stuff, not just from his sources but my sources, some of which are the same, some of which are different. You're getting the real sense of what's going on in the federal government. Hell, look at the Democrats. Kill Trump, kill his supporters, kill the NRA, kill everybody. And they're running around all crazy. And they're crazy. I mean, I had a woman on the hiking bike trail yesterday. And I'm ashamed that I said something mean back to her. I shouldn't have done it. But it was because of, she's not acting like a lady. And she goes, oh, you, ooh, shame on you. Get out of here. Get out of Austin. I mean, I'm not going to brag, but Travis County, I mean, my family raised Colonel Travis's son. My family was involved, my mom's side particularly, my dad's as well, starting the Revolutionary War. I mean, right at the heart of it. The whole nine yards. I'm related to all the, you know, a lot of the big Texas. And it's like, to have some, not even California, they're just some carpetbagger that went to California and it collapsed, so they're here. They don't even get, they just collapse where they were from. They're on my ass. And that they say it. They say it at the grocery store. They say on the street. They go, get out of here. They knock my drink over at dinner. They get in my face. They go, boo, boo, get out of here. They're the intolerant people trying to usurp me. And they have such a spirit of usurpation that they love the radical Muslims who want to usurp me and love them. And it's like, I told her, I don't usually talk to women like that. I said, you get the hell out of here. Bring your damn cancer. I said, she goes, oh, I go, yeah, you're not from here, are you, lady? And did I say to you, get out of Texas? And that's what I mean. It's just like we are so open-hearted. We are so nice. And we put up, and I don't care whether you're from New York. I love Donald Trump. Or whether you're from Louisiana or whether you're from California. Some of the best people out there are original Californians of the stock of the people that went and found in California. That was more Wild West than Texas. We think of a Californian as kind of the locust, people that go from state to state, the scammers. And so I've had a lot of Californians go, hey, California's been a great state and great people, beautiful. You know, the 49ers, we're Californians. Stop saying that. We want these damn people out of here, too. So in closing with Dr. Corsi, because the worm's coming up in about 6.5 minutes. It sounds radical what he's saying, but that's where the Democrats have taken us. They want war. They want civil war. They want race war. They want to kill the president. So there's going to be responses that are that big. We didn't draw first blood. I don't want martial law. They want martial law. I don't want civil war. They want civil war. I don't want civil emergency. They put us in an emergency. They said they want an emergency and to ban free speech and arrest all of us. Well, I'm a judicious person. I don't want violence. I don't want a thing to feel big, but if they're calling for it, best the little fire be put out before it causes a big fire. And I don't like putting people's flames out. But at a certain point, it comes down to the line of you let these people run around and announce their criminal intentions. It only lets them wind up more mentally ill people like them to have the bravado, the arrogance, the chutzpah, the hubris. And my gut says, give them no quarter. Don't back down. You can't appease these people. In closing, Dr. Corsi, this is the climate we're in. What's the time frame? What's the word on the enemy's operations, on their moralization, on their morale, where they are?
Well, it'd be a very bad idea to assassinate Donald Trump. It would be the worst thing that the left, the communists, the socialists ever tried to do. I've known Donald Trump for 40 years. He's a brilliant, brilliant man. He's deep thinker, deep planner. He's an envision and thought 10 steps ahead in terms of where things could end up with or without him. God willing, he's going to be here. He'll be the best to lead us through this storm. The steps are being put into place. They are very systematically being put into place, where the American public is getting to see step by step the true nature of the criminal conspiracy, the coup d'etat that just about took America and stole it. The Constitution would have been destroyed under Hillary. We're now getting the intelligence we need to prepare everyone for what's coming. And what's coming, I think, is going to be a restoration of the republic, but it's only going to occur when there's a massive cleaning out of this deep state bureaucracy. And I mean massive, with top heads across the board in justice, in the IRS, throughout the intelligence agencies, being brought to justice for their sedition, their treasonous activities, daring to think they were above the Constitution. I've been privy to getting increasing amounts of intelligence and increasing amounts of insight onto this, and we're doing our best to get it out to the American public. My book will be out in March 13th, Alex. We're going to do the first interview of it here. No one else is going to get the first interview on this book. It's going to be the inside story from exactly where the Trump administration sees this endgame being played. And the book is going to be called Killing the Deep State. And I can assure you that if anyone's going to be killed around here, it's going to be the deep state. Donald Trump is a new sheriff in town. He's got a nice pair of six shooters to pull the trigger. People are saying, well, you know, where are the arrests? Why don't we get the indictments today? Be patient. It's all being set up and planned. And while it's in the process, you're going to see massive massive revelations, not only on the corruption where the Democrats and Hillary and Obama actually fostered the nuclear programs in Iran and North Korea. You're going to see the massive pedophilia that is at the heart of this globalism, the child trafficking, selling human parts, including children. It's going to be horrifying. Many people are not going to be able to go the full route, and you shouldn't go the full route of the information that's going to be exposed. It's going to be too psychologically disturbing. But the global criminals are going to be brought to justice. And, Alex, their wealth is going to be confiscated. When Donald Trump gets finished with round two, we're in round two now. This is the second phase. The attack on Donald Trump failed. This is the counterattack. Third phase, I would say that the attack on the Federal Reserve, the redoing of all the crimes going back to Woodrow Wilson, income tax, Federal Reserve, all of these are going to be reexamined.
So the emancipation of the Republic is about to happen, and that's why they are so scared of Trump. It's why they're panicking, because they've done the real psychological analysis and realized what blew up in their face. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Larry Klayman's been lobbying to be the special counsel. Who would be a special counsel to I don't think that's even enough.
Yes, it would be Andrew McCarthy's my choice for special counsel. Larry's great, but Andrew McCarthy would be terrific. But, Alex, I want to say that the role that you play and the show has played is also acknowledged at the White House. It's acknowledged at top levels. And you are monitored and watched and appreciated at the highest levels of government. That's what I would like to say on that. I want to make sure you know that.
I know that, but it's what matters is the fight. Because it's not that we're all that good. It's that the Democrats and the globalists are that bad.
It is
bad.
The fight. Yeah. Well, also, you and I are neither one of us in it. It's not ego. It's not about us. What it's about is the saving of the Republic.
And listeners need to know, this is real. I know you already know, but you see the horror of the enemy. It's because they know what they've done, and they know that people are now standing up against them, thank God. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We appreciate you. We'll keep watching your articles at Infowars.com and following you on Twitter. There's a bunch of other news I didn't get to. Like, they're confiscating the land of the white farmers, the new president in South Africa. They did that in three other countries. They collapse. We had the white farmers on last year predicting it, and the media called it a conspiracy theory. Now that's happened. The War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer and more. This is a huge time to be alive right now. So thank you for your prayers, your support. Please support the local affiliates. Thank you.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.